I told y'all, look, already indicated the next fight to take place in the semifinal. We're going to pay-per-view for the rest of the year, every month. Lucky if we only get two. Because everybody's saying November now. I'm seeing every single person in the industry mention, hint at November. So we got a pay-per-view coming on that date as well. Yeah, man. Who's on the undercard? We got to talk about the undercard.
Absolutely.
Rayo Venezuela is a new opponent. Shout out to Brawl with Joel. Made big waves yesterday, breaking news.
Fellow Dominican
who let everyone know that Jezreel Rales, who I believe of Panamanian descent, is out. Rayo Venezuela will now be facing Edwin Santos, is it?
I'm confirming that because...
Yeah, Dan Rayo wrote...
I don't want to...
After Joel broke. Once again, shout out to Broadway Joel for doing his thing, man.
Yes, sir.
He was letting us know that he's the...
Edwin De Los Santos.
Voice of the Dominican boxers. Yes, Edwin De Los Santos.
Yes, and from my understanding, that is the opening bout on pay-per-view once again. So shout out to Rayo and the Benavidez camp for making that happen. Abner Morris is on that card as well, 10-rounder. He's back against Miguel Flores. So he's back in not the easiest of fights, if that's the same Miguel Flores.
No, it
fought.
Is.
Okay.
It's Chucky for sure, right? Ain't that his name? But real quick, since we're on that, just want you guys to know, obviously today at 5 p.m. will be the final pay-per-view press conference featuring Andy Ruiz and Luis Ortiz. Tomorrow, Friday, 5 p.m., the official weigh-in, and then, excuse me, Saturday, the official weigh-in at 5 p.m., and that will be streamed on Fox Sports 2.
5 p.m.?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely ceremonial.
5 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, definitely ceremonial. So
these are all Eastern times.
5 p.m. Eastern, so 2 p.m.
So check out the coverage. This is why I'm bringing this up. The final press conference is on Fox Sports 1, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
YouTube. Then the official weigh-in is Fox Sports 2. Then the preliminary fight Sunday starting at 7 p.m., so we got a long night. Starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, which is
4
our time, Fox Sports 1 prelims, not YouTube. Sunday at 8, prelim fights on Fox. Then Sunday at 9, pay-per-view card begins.
Okay.
So they are really pushing this fight.
Yeah, they're giving them an hour of prime time Sunday night, you know, on Fox. That's great. I wonder what the fight's going to be during that 1 hour slot.
What do you mean, B?
What fight is taking place?
Oh, during that 1 hour
yes.
slot. Well, I don't know because keep in mind that's a prelim fight because the pay-per-view card starts at 9 and you said the opener would be Rayo Venezuela. I haven't heard anything, you know, sexy enough to take sort of a prelim co-main event on terrestrial television. That's interesting to see who does fall in that place. But
so I'm looking at the order, and it right before the pay-per-view starts, if it's a four-fight review, you know, like we typically...
If they give Joey Spencer that prelim spot, that's insane. Dude's not, you know, and he's not, hasn't he taken a break? This would be his first fight back in how long? I thought he took some sort of break.
Let me see. And the Bucks right taking that up.
That's interesting, man. Joey Spencer.
Maybe. Let's see.
Don't forget Isaac Cruz is also on the undercard, correct?
Yes. He fought in March. He fought in March. Got a unanimous decision then.
Okay.
So I'm trying to see if I can find what fight is going to be part of that. But yes, Isaac Pitbull Cruz is back in the ring, back in action.
And
co-main event.
And now just remember, he's co-main on the pay-per-view. There's more than enough time to turn around for December. He's indicated he wants to bring a belt back to Mexico City. Tank jumped on that tweet when Haney laughed at it. Tank just announced he's back in December. There are some very slow, low rumblings of Tio and Ryan for December. But if that doesn't happen, you know, Tank Isaac, Tank Ryan, December, what are you hearing with Tio? Heisman Trophy fight.
Yeah.
Like, who's the dance partner?
I'm hearing potentially Barboza.
Wow.
Being one of those names.
I think that's the backup.
You know, I'm hearing regardless the day is, which is, the day is. So I believe this is, what, December 11th or 12th or something like that. So the second Saturday.
Wait a minute. Break the fuck news.
Yeah, I can't find it.
Oh, you tried to find it?
Yeah.
I don't want to do what we did yesterday. That skimming live looked stupid. It felt stupid. We were skimming through the video till we found a timestamp.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that. But breaking news, Trey Songz out here trying to fight Terrence Bud Crawford. I'm going to say he going to make it one way or another.
Those of you, we haven't seen the footage, but from my understanding, this occurred in Houston Tycoon Weekend. 50 Cent had everybody and the mother come out, you know, did a bunch of, you know, like charity basketball games and things like that. And I know that the final event was like a, you know, big strip club, you know, night. But apparently 50 banned Trey Songz for acting too ghetto.
It's, well, didn't it say gangster?
Oh, gangster. I'm sorry. Yeah, gangster. Yeah. So.
One of the producers is saying it's in the first 2 minutes.
Mm.
I mean, please find a timestamp, Cam, just so it could sound better live at prelim bout.
That's unfortunate because Raisa Ali and Mike Plummer is like.
It's a better fight.
It's the fight before, so I think that would have been a better fight for.
Yeah, but it's little Fox guys, and that's what television production is telling you, that there's no love for the little guy, bro. There really isn't.
It's crazy because those small divisions are action-packed. You know, things south of 26, I feel like, typically get action-packed fights, but.
I've seen this fight. Salgado, Zambrano guy, Kevin Salgado, his name is Zambrano, but I guess using one. But we've seen that fight with Bela. Both, remember it? Hotel, Danny. Brian Bela, who also allegedly, you know, arguably, controversially, got a loss to Harrison. Did he beat Harrison on paper?
Who are you talking about?
Brian Perella.
Okay. I think they got
what
like
about
a draw.
Him? What about him? Who
he got a split draw.
Who he got to do with?
He's the one that got a draw with Zambrano, who's fighting Spencer. But I believe, if I'm remembering, I'm trying to get y'all to confirm. Did y'all watch that fight? Because I feel like Salgado was supposed to win against Perella.
No, not a. Where was that? Where did that fight take place?
Virgin Hotel, Las Vegas.
What day?
Under the Lubin and Fandor undercard.
Yeah, nah.
We did a lot of fights after.
Card, but
yeah,
I don't know.
But we watched that fight, and that's what I'm just trying to see if y'all remember, because I do. I'm just trying to make sure that y'all know Salgado ain't no pushover. Just trying to remind y'all that last fight with Perella was. It could arguably have gone his way, if I'm not mistaken, which I was trying to see if you guys could confirm.
Yo, is there a line for that fight?
Maybe on Bovada for sure.
I was going to say, if there's a line for that fight, might, you know, maybe a over-under? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll see.
Because even if he puts up a hell of a fight, they still might not give it to him. But if he can make it over the, you know, if it's a low over-under.
I mean, he went the full fight with Perella, but nah, he's not on the line. They got.
Salgado
plus
money.
There you go. He plus money. And it's 4 bets out there on him.
Over-under?
Salgado by knockout is 8 plus 800. Joey Spencer, look at that. They don't even think Joey going to knock him out. He a plus 2. No, just see, I gave you a tip, but they also know. Because Joey, they don't got Joey knocked him out.
Right.
They got him plus 265 to get the knockout.
So they don't have the over under.
No.
Yeah. Total rounds over is 8.5
okay.
minus 390 to go over.
So
they know.
They know.
They know he's tough.
They know what's up.
I just thought we was going to flip with him, but when he made me at the line, it's bad. They know who's father was. Y'all don't fucking remember. Lucky I remember to remind you.
Yeah.
But anyway, bro, let's bring in the first guest. We got, I wonder, they're not father and son. I think it's trainer and fighter.
Okay.
Shout out to Mr. Marksman. Is
correct.
It? He flew out here. Obviously, his birthday was Tuesday, but he made it a package deal. Like, yo, can y'all get me on?
Right.
Cool. I'm going to go out there and, you know, enjoy my weekend birthday.
And get on the show. Get on the show.
And I just like that, man.
So,
I need to take a page out of his book. He invested in himself. Obviously, he parlayed it with his birthday. So it's easier to swallow, to speak metaphorically, but like, intelligent and himself in position to get the right attention and the right publicity, man. Take a page out this man's book.
So we'll take a quick intermission, get him settled in, and we'll be
right
back.
It's like the beat, baby. Danny, you want to put this in your wallet now?
Check 1 2 1 2. And Corey.
Yo.
It's all good.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. We are joined here by Corey Marksman and Angus Marksman, and they are father and son. So good to introduce another father-son duo to the boxing public. And I was just telling my audience how impressed I was with your decision to kind of call it your birthday weekend with an opportunity to get some exposure. So, you know, this sport, you need to be an entrepreneur. You need to have a headstrong. Look at how far Jake Paul has come. 24 years old, has a head start on everyone because of his business mind. So I just wanted to obviously, you know, take my hat off to you. But please introduce yourself to our audience.
How y'all doing? Does somebody have their phone on or music playing or something?
Oh, yeah. Maybe one of you guys have the show still playing?
Oh, my fault. All good.
Yeah.
Tune in, you know.
Yeah, it's another view, baby.
I want to keep up with y'all.
Nah, but sure.
Like he said, you know, I'm Corey Marksman. You know, my stage name is Too Smooth. It comes from my defense, you know. I'm just Pops, you know, we said, mad young, at 8 years old.
Okay.
You know, so he's always in my corner. He's going to continue to be in my corner to be world champion.
Well, Corey, where are you originally from?
I'm from Florida.
Right. What part? Orlando.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm assuming you guys work out at Evolution?
Yeah.
All right. What's the man that used to train? Sway Vargas did? Nelson, right? Coach
yeah.
Nelson?
Yeah, okay. I work side by side with Coach Nelson.
All right.
Yeah.
So you look young. I did not even think you was his father.
Yeah, I'm 42, man.
Wow, you're younger than me.
I tell people that's my brother all the time.
Yeah, man.
That's why he go in the bed.
Okay. Okay. So what got you into the sport?
Man, so I started in kickboxing.
All right.
Honestly, it's funny because I was going through with his moms. We were separating and stuff. So just kind of release some stress, you know what I mean? I got into it and took a couple fights, switched over to boxing, took some more fights. Now I'm getting older now, so, you know, I brought the kid up in it, man, so you can keep the torch going.
Okay. So have you been all up and down of Florida getting that work? Because there's a lot of little pockets, man. Down in Fort Myers, it was a good little gym. I can't remember the name, but I'm sure my guy Jordan Baker would text me in a few because he's listening live. Then obviously Kid Kelly's out there in Northport. He's got a good gym. Nelson in Orlando.
Yeah.
And
Keith out there, obviously.
Yeah, Keith in St. Petersburg. Obviously, Luis Ortiz further down Hialeah. How far, how many hours do y'all drive for work, or are you satisfied in that Orlando area in Evolution? Because I know a lot of guys come out there too.
Yeah, a lot of guys come out to Evolution, but you know, we never satisfied. We went to Miami and back in one day for some work.
Nice.
You know,
that's,
we go all over. We
went
to Philly not too long ago. We out here.
Who y'all was getting workout in Philly with?
Sam T.
Okay. Oh, Samuel Tier.
Yeah.
He got a controversial draw. Let me tell you, people don't remember because obviously Showbox, that fight happened a while ago, but he might have a controversial draw with Montana Love,
where people
thought he beat Montana Love.
Yeah,
let me tell
fight.
You.
It was a close fight.
Samuel Till is a tough, hard-nosed guy, man. So you guys are here till Saturday?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get them phone calls working. See what Frank got, because he's 135, and they definitely said they want to get some work.
Yeah, man, we are here trying to work. We got to fight up soon. So.
Oh, how soon?
Sometime in October. November.
You've been fighting at the Caribbean Casino out there, or no?
Yeah, Caribbean, the fight was at the Plaza Live in Orlando. So it's not necessarily one set. But it's just wherever we work at, you know.
Nice. And how are you with tickets in Orlando? Are you selling?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's my first time, you know. I definitely.
And you're only what?
5-0.
Wow. Okay. All right. So you're doing well. And the only reason I ask is because it's important. You know, you got promotional office top that occasionally visit Orlando when they put together the Edgar Banga and they're freaking.
Yeah.
But if you are a draw, you don't have to be Puerto Rican because they need those locals, and
you can
supply that. So, yeah, just checking. So, obviously, your father told us why I got into the sport. What made you? Is it just following your father?
Yeah, but I started doing karate at, like, 5 or 6.
True.
So, if you want to test my core structure, you know, we can start there. Then I seen him doing all the punching and kicking. I was like, oh, that's kind of fun, you know.
So,
I started doing that myself.
Did you put him in just for discipline, like to give him something to do after school, or?
Nah, so like I had 50-50 custody of him.
Okay.
Mom. So when he was with me, it's like, man, if I'm going to work, I was working at a gym training.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yo, you come out to the gym with me, burn up some of that energy. Kid got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So from there, we just kind of, I see he was getting better without even trying, you know what I mean? So let us try. Took a couple fights.
Was he ever reluctant? Like, oh, I don't want to go to the gym today.
Nah.
I promise you, I tell this story all the time, man. I was so excited. My son came up to me like, take me to the gym. I'm like, yes. Take him to the gym? He didn't even throw no punches. All they had him after that day, he wouldn't even come out. I'm like, you didn't throw no punches yet.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people. So it's different with him, how I brung him up. I got to make it fun for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we ain't really attacked the working out real hard because he was always working out. We always work out. Yeah, I got to like, pitch somebody young. He always flexing, you know what I mean? So that's not a big deal. It's just I had to get him interested in the sport so he could display the athleticism. And from there, we did a lot of mitt work. Then we switched over to a lot of bag work. And I started grooming him like that slowly. And, you know, I like the old school game, so that's what I try to build in his head.
What do you call the old school game?
Like, I like the Sugar Ray Leonard's. I like
the
James Toney's. As far as, like, how I try to build my fight game off. I like.
But what about them, though?
I like the discipline. They're not really all flashy, but they're very, very effective. That's what I go
Whoa.
For.
Whoa. Tony was a flashy motherfucker.
I don't think it's really flash.
What you mean? In or out? Because in the ring, who's got lateral movement like him? That is flash. When you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
I feel like that's basic boxing. You feel
what?
Me? Yeah, like you're supposed to do that.
Not everybody can, though.
Right.
I mean,
right.
James Toney is kind of like the gold standard. Then maybe under him or it could probably – we'll start a debate with this. Is James Toney lateral movement better than Pernell Whitaker?
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? So, like, only a few dudes, and now you got Canelo that can...
Right.
It's not... Yo, when you lateral movement, you're special.
Right.
I mean...
So that's what I'm trying to do, bro.
Yeah.
You know, you move with it.
Well, it's the name.
Right.
Has the name. So my audience is saying, yo, ask him, do he know David the Nightmare?
Santiago. Yeah, that's that's MMA fight. That's my David. Yeah. Train out at ATC in Longwood, Florida.
And my boy Keem in Orlando listens to the show, and he used to train at the gym in Orange. I think it's Orange Ave, where Polite Coffee used to be, the heavyweight.
Oh, yeah, Orlando Boxing Club.
Okay.
Yeah. I just saw him a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, Polite?
Nah, Coffee.
Okay. Yeah. It's funny because, I guess he's back. He was supposed to be one of the sparring partners for Hergovich.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks.
Yeah, I had heavyweight work with, supposed to be.
Professional?
Yeah.
In Orlando?
Yeah.
Okay.
Amron Sainz.
They ain't hit our radar yet.
He's 6'6", 280.
6'6", 280.
You're big.
What's his background?
From the Bahamas.
Okay.
I did a national team stuff there. I'm only one fight in so far. We just fought in the Hall of Fame back in June.
Okay.
We got this,
out in Florida, though.
No, Canastota.
Yeah,
okay. So y'all on that spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was
we were right at the TV stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Man, that's good. Congratulations to you. Okay. You worked, man.
How did that fight go?
Oh, he won. Amron Sainz.
Amron Sims?
Sainz.
Oh, Sainz. Like Sainz.
He broke his hand in like the second round.
Oh, damn.
He got an eight round.
How long the doctor said he's out?
He just got claimed to start working out again.
Nice.
He can't hit the bag until like end of the next month. So we're going to get back at it probably early next year.
Okay. He lost to Christian Thun.
Right.
We had Thun in here a few times, and he just got a loss upset to fucking Kaufman.
Kaufman. I watched that one.
Ooh, what's his name? The dude that walked
Curtis
out the
Harper. Curtis Harper.
Oh.
But that's the guy that infamously walked the ring against Lafayette Harper.
Crazy.
I heard that was money, though.
Yeah. It was about money. It was most certainly about money.
Behind the scenes, you know?
Yo, you got to make sure that's right for him, man. Like,
sometimes it don't be like that, though.
I heard a couple stories, man. I don't know. I heard they put like switch a room on them last minute.
Mm.
He was trying to stay.
Nah, man. Listen, he did what he had to do. Shout out to him that he was able to get another fight. I didn't think a commission would approve him again.
No, right. For real.
He got approved in Florida to fight Thun.
Fuck a commission. Is the promoter going to want to fuck with you? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
yeah, you
like
gotta...
if I'm getting my guy a fight, I'm trying to get him something I know's going to happen. Something mm-hmm. I know's going to, you know what I'm saying?
They probably figured he was a walkover for Thun or something. I don't know. Surprised he got some work too.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. We was watching Thun get a lot of work out here. He did.
I can't believe that he lost to Harper because he was out here looking solid.
Really?
What? Man, his pad work was sounding crazy in Bones Gym. You remember? Yeah. I was shocked. I can't believe that he lost to Harper like that.
You seen the spar though?
We got to see him spar once or twice. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, you know, power work is a little different.
Definitely power work is different, but I'll be honest with you.
Let me tell you.
No disrespect to Johnny Rice, but Johnny don't let his hands go a lot. So the spawn we got to see was with Johnny. You know, he's trying to get on his Devin Haney shit.
Right.
I want him to throw more punches. So maybe what you've seen somewhere else, we didn't get to see because they didn't apply that pressure to Thun.
I will say that Larry Holmes... He caught Larry Holmes' attention because Larry Holmes was there watching him on the pads and stuff. Mm. And, you know, he caught his attention. So,
the pads was loud. I ain't going to front.
For whatever it's worth, I know pads don't hit back, but for whatever it's worth, you know, it caught the legend's attention. So. It
caught everybody. Yeah. That shit was loud. Gunshots. Okay. And I know that's kind of a phrase used normally in boxing, but no, literal gunshots. Wait, I was like, what the fuck? And did he lose? But what did you see in Amron? Because you picked him up essentially right after the Thun loss, and it was a one-round knockout.
Right. So after the fight with Thun, it was just some backdoor stuff going on. I was with him with Coach Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
So some backdoor stuff going on, so he just shipped it over to me. I just took it over, and then, you know, went up there and did BB.
And it looks like you guys just picked up that win we were talking about. What's the plan? Does he have another date? So just waiting.
He was trying to get him to come back. I think, man.
But now with the hand, right?
Yeah, bro. Like, that's a big man. He broke his pinky bone. Like, you're going to need a little time to get that healed up right before you go out there punching. It was a power hand, too, you know? So
does he have a deal with
he signed
Pro Box?
No, he signed with DiBella.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's his promoter.
Yeah, shout out to Lou. Lou just won a purse bid. He back out here making moves.
Yeah. Shout out to Lou.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Lou to take a look at him.
Okay. Yeah, and so how's the amateur background?
So my amateur background is not really extensive. I didn't really do a lot of national tournaments and stuff like that. I really only got like close to 30, 40.
Okay. So what, you guys felt it was more pro style?
Yeah, definitely. You know, which is high volume. You know, I never really saw the purpose of doing all these if none of them is going to land, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be precise. I want to make sure that I'm landing to be effective, you know. So my style always been pro. He always told me that, too, even when I was amateur. He was telling me, like, yo, you need to have a pro. And I'm like, nah, I'm not rushing, you know, because...
Were you one of the... I'm hogging him. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, was there no concern as far as, you know, turning pro? Because regardless, pro style or not, them promoters looking at the amateurs.
Yeah.
They're looking at the national tournaments. They're looking at the Olympics. They're looking at all that. So was there any concern there?
Not so, like, I've been an entrepreneur for a while, right? So I understand why the extended amateur background is important so you can get those looks. But right now, you know, we're doing the free agent thing right now. I'm teaching him to learn, you know, garner his fans up and promote himself and get the people buying into you and stuff. So I ain't really tripping. I believe in the work that we're doing, and I believe that if we keep putting up the solid work, the right people are going to see us. We got some people that we know we can make some connections with to get us those eyes and stuff. So I'm just putting the work in, man. I ain't really, you know, he's tough. He's solid. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I agree. I don't even think it's hard anymore. Like, if you a worker, the word gets out, you know, and like you said, being in evolution.
Yeah, for real.
Huh?
I mean, we here.
Yeah. Being in evolution, you know, you'll get the eyes and the looks of the promoters that work with the Caribbean Casino and Top Rank. You know, like you said, you're trying to make connections with Lou DiBella, which will also open up doors for a possible situation with Top Rank. And it's still early, man. At least, you know, you're in a good position that in Orlando, they're starting to put more boxing. It's more frequent right there.
Real.
So you
yeah.
can just continue to build up, you know, some experience
just,
while a fan base.
They just had that show, what, a week or two ago, the one Kenny Sims
yeah.
did a headline.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
no, they're working out there. They've been doing their thing now. I was going to ask, were you the lead sparring partner for De Jesus?
Elon.
Nah, I wasn't.
Nah,
I moved around with Elon before, like, multiple times, but I wasn't his main sparring partner for this last one, nah.
Nah. Yeah. Why? You too big?
Nah.
Because that's,
you know, just
strange. I feel like I look at you, you'd look a little thicker than Rajan, but I would have assumed that you would have been good work for him to emulate Rajan Chance.
It's always good work. Me and Elon get good rounds in, you know. I'm just a little bit bigger.
Okay.
I guess I was a little different than myself, so you know.
I don't know if you're talking about Chance.
Yeah, he nice.
I was actually on the show with him for the rematch at Christmas.
Okay.
And yeah, he shot like that. I think he was just a little too big. He wasn't really in fight at the time.
Mm.
Yeah.
So assuming you got around with Jose Cuervo.
Jose called me for his sparring for his last fight.
Hmm.
Yeah,
that's my boy. I've been sparring with Jose Cuervo now.
How many years?
Like two or three.
Oh, wow. Than that, because I worked the whole thing when he won his regional belt.
Mm-hmm.
So
the IBF,
like,
right?
Yeah. So that was since then he was getting work with
him. Longer than that.
Nice.
He's good people.
Yeah, it's my man.
So have you ever been working in Evolution and some of the top ranked guys show up? Any matchmakers? Nothing?
Not yet.
It'll happen, man. I'm not saying they use that gym, but, you know, Nelson's relation. I mean, right now it's kind of is that right now with Top Rank, but, you know, it's still a good gym to be at. They got the attention.
Yeah,
he was there the other day.
Yeah, for sure.
I went to the main event of that sports card back in May. I fought on that card, too.
Nice. How'd you do with him?
Yeah,
he's very, what can I say, exciting. Like, no, definitely exciting. I mean, like, he's on you, right?
Absolutely.
In sparring and in the fight, like, he's on you.
I can recall one time we were sparring, like, the first round, he didn't throw no punches. He'd do nothing but faint. They had me running around the ring like I was a mouse or something.
Yeah.
So, the next 2 years, what do you guys see yourself like? Obviously, being independent right now, just in the ball rolling with a professional career, but... I'm sure there's like you said, you're an entrepreneur. I'm sure there's plans in place. Where do you you see your son in the next 2 years?
Next 2 years, man, to be honest with you, I'm trying to at least be fighting for a regional belt, something like that, get ranked and, you know, move up the ranks. So right now, we probably start on first six rounder, next fight. See how you do a couple of those.
Getting out to these conventions, to these fiction and body conventions?
No, I haven't. So, like, man, I got a lot of guys in the school right now. I'm working with a couple of amateurs and some pros and stuff, so I'm pretty busy. Yeah, like right now, I got him, and I got two other guys in camp right now for October fight. So I have to be work for them to come over here. So I ain't really got time.
You guys are in Florida, though.
Yeah.
Fuck with the IBO.
WBA
isn't.
The convention is coming to Caribe. Yeah.
Orlando.
Yeah.
Remember?
October? Oh, yes, yes, yes. October. So where's the one in November? Oh, November is Mexico and with WBC.
Yeah. And I think I heard the WBO might be switching over to Orlando, too. I've heard, possibly.
Well, I was going to say the IBO is based out of Orlando. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the other green belt, obviously. Right. It's not considered one of the prestigious four, but it'll get you ranked. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you remember Sebastian Formella, which you probably don't, mm-hmm. he's a welterweight that eventually ended up fighting Sean Porter in a double eliminator for a WBC and an IBF. He only got there because he became the IBO champion by beating Thulani Mbenge. So, you know, all these belts lead to something.
Sure.
No, and I was going to say maybe not now, but definitely in the next year or two, you know, I would say try to get out to one of these conventions, man.
Yep.
Fighting for those regional, but like Devin Haney literally fought every BC title.
He had
the WBC
youth title.
You know what I'm saying? Every regional that they had. And those are the ones that I feel like really get you in the rankings, especially being independent. You get what I'm saying? Like, being independent, that's definitely the way to go.
Yeah, Coach Nelson was just telling me we should probably try to get him to fight for the WBC youth title or something. He was just telling me that a couple weeks ago. So, you know, that's probably something on the radar pretty soon.
So I got Ruin of 504 New Orleans that says, how often do you and your father butt heads during training?
Every day. Every day.
About what?
About anything. Stuff like working on the jab. I like the way I throw it. I'm like, it feels fine. Nah, I don't like to turn it over, turn this way. But bro, it's fine. And it's just stuff like that, you know.
You gotta come out and wait.
This is your firstborn.
Yeah, firstborn. Yeah.
Special to you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he out here doing dangerous stuff.
Yeah.
So you know, I make sure. Yeah. Right.
So how many other children do you?
Two more. I got a boy and a girl.
Have they taken a liking to Corey's profession?
Oh, they think he a rock star. They think he a rock star.
So do you see them following his footsteps?
Maybe not my son.
Not my brother.
Yeah.
He don't want to fight.
My daughter, she feisty, so probably she probably be better than him. Who knows?
Okay.
Yeah.
So your brother would rather what, be a gamer?
Yeah, he's smart. He's really smart. He likes Minecraft and stuff like that, you know.
Okay.
So maybe he'll follow that path.
So your father says he's been an entrepreneur for a while. Is that rub off on you? And, you know, what you doing outside of the sport?
I was working for the department in Florida.
Okay.
Keep my money in my pocket in between the fights, you know. But turning professional, I want to dedicate all my time to boxing, you know.
Absolutely.
So I can dedicate all my time to perfecting my craft, you know, because it's a dangerous sport, like y'all said. I'm putting my life on the line, so I want to make sure I'm ready. But in the meantime, I do train people, you know. I hold mitts, you know, I work people out.
That's
just keep money in my pocket in between fights, you know.
That's good. That's good. So, Pops, man, you know, like I asked him, you know, being as though that you're an entrepreneur, is that kind of the direction you want to make sure that Corey comes up in? Or
yeah, sure,
if boxing doesn't work, you don't mind a traditional lifestyle?
No. Like, you know, some people are like, okay, but at the end of the day, man, this is a sport. You know what I mean? Like, we're athletes. That's just something we're doing, money and, you know, build legacy for your name and everything like that. It got a window. You don't even do it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm ready to be self-sufficient and just be self-sufficient. You know what I mean?
Sure. I got Brandon in Houston, Texas. It says, what's something about the business of boxing that the average fan doesn't know?
Yo, it's a lot of backdoor stuff that go on, man. A lot of backdoor stuff that go on.
Shame.
A lot. One thing that kind of some people wrong with, you know, fighters go off with fights, and they tell what the purse is, but not knowing like the big man probably got off the table before you presented it to you. I, you know, that's how grimy, man. I get I got to eat, man, but y'all ain't the one out doing the work, man. You know?
Nah, we actually had a similar situation like that reveal itself live on air. We were interviewing Lonnie B, and, you know, he said he was offered a certain amount for a fight, and David Benavidez' father was listening. He's like, nah, bro, that offer was $500,000. He's like, well, I only got offered, what was it, $250,000 or something like that. So we know
and
exactly
then,
what you're
talking
about.
And then the manager come on.
Then the manager's listening, too. I love this show. So we interviewing Lonnie. David, Jose calls in. Lonnie, the manager, old Lonnie's manager, calls like, Lonnie, you lie. You know I offered you XYZ.
But even he revealed.
But he revealed.
He took $100 off the top.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I ain't offered you $250. I offered you $4. I'm like.
But the offer was $500.
The offer was $100. Yeah, so what happened?
For,
like,
for a manager, that's a big-ass chunk.
Yeah. Yo, that's why I'm trying to do it for as long as I can. I know, I understand managers get you fights, and, but, y'all. Yeah,
you just got to get him with the right manager.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, Keith Conley has a very good reputation. He's handled the career of Daniel Jacobs. He's got Kovnacki. Yes, he lost back to back, but I'm saying, remember, he was just in a kind of bidding war. You know, like, where is he going to go after those two losses? Is he going to go to the zone? Keith Conley brought him back to BC, which means they paid to keep him. Outside of that, he's Richardson Hitchens, who just got released from Mayweather and you know, went to Conley.
Frenchon
Cruz is with Peter Kahn. He's out of Florida,
right, right, right.
And he's doing well with Kambosos. And you guys around that gym, have you worked out with Xander and Kambosos?
I see him come through sometime. I haven't gotten to work with him yet. I seen.
Wait, so you don't go to Sweat?
Nah, I haven't been there yet.
Why?
Not yet. Just haven't been there yet. It's coming.
Hey, I'm born and raised in Orlando, right?
Yeah, but Sweat not in Orlando.
Where's
that?
Oh, that's right. That's
South.
Davies, right?
Yeah.
How many hours is that?
2.5
Oof. Yeah, I hear
you.
I mean, but Xander and Kambosos, that's good. Kambosos, Xander might be too big for you because 54-pounder out of camp, that might be a little heavy.
I move around with heavyweights sometimes, so.
Okay, Shakur Stevens. You seen Shakur moving with Jarrett?
Yeah.
Shakur's
nice.
Shout out to Danny, got that video. Everybody seen that.
Nah, that wasn't me. That was Tone. Tone got that.
Who's Tone?
Antonio Leonard.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't me. We was there when it happened, but I'm saying that wasn't me who got the footage.
I thought you recorded that. All right. But,
He was holding pads for him.
That's the one that you did.
Yeah,
okay.
When they was going past together. But we got any more now?
Yep. Tank versus Devin. Who wins and why?
I don't know. Devin can box, but so can Tank, and he got that power, though.
Mm-hmm.
Devin don't really got no power. He got pop, but he got high IQ. So I don't know. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I'd probably give it to... I don't know.
I'm going to go with skills.
Yeah, I'm going to say Devin.
Devin. Mm. The boxer's mentality.
Box over
the puncher?
Yeah, that's just me.
Skills pay the bills.
Mm. But they say that Tank is this great boxer that hasn't had to show it yet. They're like, oh, but look, he's got all these amateur fights. Y'all just don't know he could box.
I believe it. But I got to go with what I see.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
He was boxing against Cruz, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
He realized he couldn't knock Cruz out. Cruz is coming at him, too.
Don't get it twisted. If Tank touches him, he's not interested in that.
For sure. For sure.
You know?
If Tank fights Isaac Cruz, December. Are you guys upset if he does a rematch?
Nah.
No. I feel like it was a close fight.
But you're not mad that he's not fighting a Devin
or
a Ryan or a Tio who's all available.
I mean, there's so much stuff with that, too. Like, Bolivar saying if you're going to fight him, you got to be at 35. But, hell, he just Tobias at 40. He can't fight him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Nah, guys, I feel like they want to knock him out.
It was a close fight anyway.
What about if they announced Tank versus Michelle Rivera, a dude that looked like Ali.
Adorno just fought him.
Yes, Adorno just fought him.
Yeah, I worked with him too.
Yeah, I know, because Nelson.
I think Tank Eddie. Kid is tough, though. The Ali looking kid, that kid is tough.
But are you mad that he's fighting, again, that guy and none of the bigger names?
Nah, because I understand a lot of stuff be behind it, man. So, you know, just make the fights happen. I'm just trying to get entertained.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, other than that, at your 135.
Yeah.
Man, so that is your division. So, who you consider to be the man? Because yesterday or the day before, there was like a back and forth between Tank and Devin. Obviously, Isaac Cruz had an interview done on Boxing Scene where he said, I want to bring a world title back to Mexico City versus Tank. So Devin's like, what the fuck is you talking about? They ain't got no real belt.
Right.
And then Tank tweeted like, he know who is who, and so do you, with the little sly emoji. So like, as a 35-pounder, what fight is more important to you? Is Devin with all the belts more important or beating Tank more important?
Who?
Him fighting son. If your son makes it to the top, if he makes it to the top and these guys are still at 35, what's more important to you, fighting Tank or fighting Devin for all the belts? Who's the man in that division to you guys?
We got the belt.
Yeah.
I would rather be there. And I like to see him play his skill. Tank, I feel like at some point it's going to be
a fight.
Yeah.
Now, I think running from the fight, I like to see the boxing display. So I just know I'm going to get that with him and Devin.
You
know
what I mean? And you guys never fought Devin.
Nah.
And then when you come to Vegas, he's in Sacramento, man. That's some fucking
I heard the
bullshit.
Kid crazy quick, man.
Super.
That's what I heard. I was just like,
yeah,
I already crazy
super.
Quick.
But I'm going to hit up Bones because
I hit up Frank, too.
Because there's some rumors that Dante Brown did well. And that's who I want to see, which I could do with.
Deontay Brown.
Deontay Brown.
Lay him down, Brown, a.k.a. King Led.
Lay him down, Brown. I like that. That's hard, man.
And that's Bo, his manager.
Oh, we accept all smoke, but we got to check your gloves before you get in there.
That's fine. We from Florida, man.
But
we
Sean, I also want to see. I don't know if Sean. See, Sean probably peaked. He was supposed to fight Saturday or at Westgate. He was supposed to fight this Saturday. So I don't know if he's going to want to work because he probably his mind ain't even right. You know, like
right.
My fighter pulled out. Fuck, I want to spar with somebody for. So I don't know where he at, but I think that would be good, too, because he pretty slick. You don't like Sean as much as me, right? You looking at me weird.
I mean, I just think he like...
A novice?
Nah.
They just say...
Smaller. He way smaller than him.
You right. Sean do be smart, Angelo Leo. How
Sean a featherweight.
I still think Sean might be 30.
Featherweight.
I'm going to text him. I could check his box right.
It's a gym out here called Fight Capital or something like that.
Yeah.
Somebody was telling me to check that out.
I ain't never been there.
Okay.
Bo, you been there, right?
No, I haven't been to Fight Capital. Mm-hmm. I've been to Las Vegas Fight Club.
Who fight out of there?
I'm not sure. I hadn't been there.
Fight Capital.
Okay. Yeah, I ain't been.
He's 3-0, and he's right. He's a featherweight, 126-27. All right. Well, I mean.
Yeah, I text Frank. I mean, tomorrow's sparring day, so
yeah.
Tomorrow you might be able to catch
just walk
something.
Up to top rank and get something.
135?
Yeah, he 135.
So that's right there where Abram at, right?
Abram
a little rough, though. You know what I'm saying? He rough.
Abram Martinez.
Yeah, he's a bumpy
he a 40,
ride right there.
40-pounder.
Okay.
Yeah.
40-pounder.
Yeah.
But,
nah, but it's definitely a lot of work around
here.
Yeah,
we're going to get it, man. Like I said, we're going to chop Corley Gym today.
Chop, that's always good, man. Get that veteran work.
Yeah.
You know, and isn't Chop at DLX, Bo?
I had not as of late, but I know he was there a lot in the previous times, you know.
And Gino, what class is Gino?
Gino, only 16, you know what I'm saying?
Amateur's
so it's like boy weight.
Yeah, but amateur's pros.
You can't fight this, man.
What?
Nah,
he
bro.
Ain't ready to fight then.
He's not, but it is.
I mean, you
know
ain't even
saying?
Seen
Corey,
Corey got.
Corey,
yet.
What you going to do if a 16-year-old boy who just started boxing a couple of years ago get in there with you?
I'm going to work with him first. But
yeah. You want to work with somebody? Yeah. Trying to get some work,
Shushu was just amateur, man. What are you talking about? Like, everybody's an amateur.
Bro, we heard about Keyshawn Davis when he was 16 because he was fighting pro.
I watched Keita.
I've seen some things y'all ain't seen
yet.
I
want to
protect that man.
I seen Nikita Abaali spawn Daniel Jacobs at 16. What are you talking about? Like, if this is what you're trying to do, believe. You don't think, what's my man, Camrell Moten?
Carmel.
You going to tell me he don't spar pros?
Carmel got like 20 nationals.
But do he spar pros?
He can spar anybody.
Liz all indicated and says, Pops, too. He doing the thing. What expectations you have for Corey in the fight game?
Expectations? Just to get out and execute what we want, man. Like, real, real selfish on how on this boxing, what I'm looking for out of boxing, because my past is going to, and I really kind of
keep focused
my energy towards this, and like, we turn. So, I got hit boxing for me, man. So, the expectations kind of change time to time. You know what I mean? Depending on how you progress, but I'm just really looking to be consummate boxing and just go out there and play the work the right way. That's really what I'm looking for, you know what I'm saying? And he going to get whatever come. What he got deserving coming to him off of that.
So when you hear him say that he's got you boxing for him, how do you feel? And are you doing it for you now?
Yeah, I'm boxing for me. When he says that, he means the work that he's putting into me, he wants to see that on display, you know, executed properly. I'm boxing for me because I want to make a name for myself. I want to be world champion one day, you know, but I don't feel no type of way. You know, I trust everything that he gives me. I trust the process. You know, I'm not here fighting for money. I'm fighting for me.
For sure. I think those are all the questions. Do you have anything else?
No, that's it.
Well, if you guys could both give out your social media just so that everybody knows where they can find you. And, yeah, man.
I'm at Mitts with Marksman, MITTS_WIT_Marksman.
I'm Real Corey Marksman, CoreyMarksman on Instagram. And you can also hit my website, CoreyMarksman.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick intermission, take a picture with these gentlemen, and be right back.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
We just wrapped up an interview with Corey Marksman and his father. Shout out to the two of them for joining us. And are now back to discuss this weekend's big fight, pay-per-view fight between Andrew Ruiz Jr. and Luis Ortiz. Previews and predictions. We kind of gave our picks, so we're opening it up to the phone lines. If there's any callers out there that wants to voice their opinion,
get their picks and predictions for this for this weekend. 52-41. Press one time.
Now, a few callers on Block Talk. Remember, if you don't press one at least once, you'll never know. It's ready to rock and roll.
Danny, they asked what you went on. Fish pebbles. When you was chewing on that ice, they said it sounded like fish tank pebbles. Was it Chick-fil-A ice that you guys ain't crunch? It's a silent.
That was only my man's. Don't fuck with me like Michael. Don't fuck with me like that. What's my man's name?
Ryan.
Ryan. Shout out to
Modern Ryan. King Jackson. Wakey, wakey. Trying to bake a little bit.
What's on the menu?
I brought supercharger today, but I brought supercharger today. They all supercharger rolled up.
I got some mento. I got lemon cookies. I got
the whole store.
Well, no, that's what I got rolled, and then I got that mento in the bag, and then what's the other one you fucking with?
Lava cake, the new ones you talking about?
Yeah.
But I only brought supercharger.
No, I'm saying you fucking with mento, and what's the one you fucking with? And you put it onto it.
Oh, lava.
Yeah, so I still got that lava.
That's smooth, but it's funny. We talked about it so well yesterday. Someone hit me. Like, yo, what was that mento, Griff? What was the genetics? Who makes it right now? Like, shout out to you, champ. It is fire, man. And let me tell you, that shit was $60 for a glass.
Yeah, it was tight.
We got Jordan Baker in Florida. Another $20 super chat. Fire emoji. Jordan, you should have sent me the name of the gym in Fort Myers, where the two pros was out of, so I could have gave Coach that name.
Jordan Baker said we owe him two $20 spins from.
Now, he ain't lying. This is third
$20. And then this is the third one.
It's the third one.
He sent me a screenshot of the other two.
He ain't lying. So that's how many is three? Shit. Times three?
That's $60. So that'll be five divided by 60, which is 12 spins.
Lord have
or less, depending on the name.
Jordan should just send that 15 and be up in the Canelo raffle, which is about to be over in
a few days.
IBO shirt, what's that, $5? Right?
IBO 10, right?
IBO shirt.
But I know that's $5.
Yep, you ain't lying. It is 10.
Now we're down to 50. You keeping count, Danny?
Yep.
You good with the money?
Yep.
I trust you with the money.
So let's give him another spin.
All right. Kenichi Bear.
Okay.
Shout out to Kenichi Bear for holding us down, being part of the family. And they actually sent in a number of headphones to do two giveaways per month, which obviously if Jordan Baker lands on the Kenichi Bear and, gets it, he'll receive these. But if anybody doesn't want to head on over to KenichiBear.com, use the code TBV and receive 15% off your purchase. And just some of these headphones, you know, these double work headphones, you can also use them to do your gaming.
Yo, shout out to 2K. They're putting J. Cole on the cover.
Wow. 2K like the game?
Basketball game. What is it on us?
Kenichi Bear was the last. This one is the keychain.
Keychain. All right, we got 30 left.
Fraqua water bottle. $15 entry. 15. He's in the Fraqua. We're giving out Frock with water bottles this month as well, ladies and gents. If you don't want to get a, you know, you don't want to wait around to win a raffle, you can always head up frockwa.com, use the code TBV. It'll get you about 15% off. Uh-oh, double Frockwa. Let's go.
So, and that's...
two Frockwas.
That's it.
That's it? That's it. All right, there you go, Jordan. All your spins. Never leave a man behind.
Jonathan Sam says, we owe... Hold on.
We owe...
He said, we owe him like E-spins from my counterpunch earlier this week. I don't know what E
is. You can't get a spin
on the counterpunch.
I thought you were talking about a call. That's why I read it. But
you're literally paying to call back, not paying to call back and spin. But I don't know. That's something between Bo and Danny. Make that executive decision.
You know Danny call all the shots.
As to whether or not that is something that we can do.
About to drop them jigs off. We got three.
I see everybody on Blog Talk, but if you don't press one, we can't. 5-5-9-52-41 CYP. What up?
What up, muchachos?
What's up, Otto?
Hey, I got Ortiz. This is something we need to remember. You know, I'm always helping niggas come back to reality. When you got a guy who's taller with power, and he's smart enough to use his jab to keep the shorter man off of him and hits hard enough to make him think about it, you have a Mike Tyson situation. A lot of Mike Tyson's fights were against guys with good jabs who were taller with power. Andy Ruiz mixing it up with Ortiz, he could fuck him up if they stand together and throw them punches, because Andy Ruiz is super quick, but he's not that tall in comparison to heavyweights. Ortiz keeps that distance and keeps throwing that bomb, bomb, that straight left that he throws so good and that's so powerful. We can see Ortiz win this fight. Everybody keeps saying Charles Martin. I said Charles Martin is also tall himself. He's big as hell. So his punches that he's swinging were getting to Ortiz. Andy Ruiz, we know he throws short, compact punches. Those punches do not reach taller men as easy as you see with AJ in the rematch. When he backed up, used that jab, he could barely even hit AJ. Barely even hit him. So there is a possibility that Ortiz can win simply. And last but not least, people are starting to realize how good Ortiz is. Because for anybody to pick Ortiz at 42-plus years old, whatever he is, to beat Andy tells you that Ortiz was as good as we all said he was, and some of y'all haters didn't want to admit that he was. CYP up.
For sure, for sure. I mean, technically speaking, it's the fans, you, myself, Danny's picking against Ortiz, but the fans believe Ortiz has still got it. The line has him a significant underdog. You know, he's a plus 744 by decision, and he's a plus 448 by knockout, which is extremely high. It's extremely high. They have him as a significant underdog to get it done either way, and it's really sad. Honestly, I already put money on the decision. I didn't put crazy money. I think it was only like $2 or $10 on Bovada. But it's worth it, bro. Like, Ortiz goes decisions, bro. He's only been knocked out twice, and he doesn't get high-level knockouts. Like, it just don't – I don't see those. Don't get me wrong. He could have knocked out Wilder, right, if he would have got it done. He didn't. He didn't. But he could have, maybe. I don't know. Interesting, though. We'll find out soon enough. If you want to call in and voice your opinion, you know the number to call is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Voice your opinion on the Voice of the People hotline. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button if you're live and rocking out with us on youtube.com/theboxingvoice. You know, we're trying to get to that next goal of a million, and only you guys can help us get to that. If you want to help us achieve it, smash that thumbs up button. It's going to activate that algorithm, letting them know we're getting down over here. And there's a reason you guys come every day. Right now we got 678 looking like
Giants Benitez
in Huntsville, Alabama.
Roll Tide.
What up?
Yo, yo, yo. You hear me? You hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hey, man. Good morning, fellas, man. Yo, I'm going to go ahead and pick Andrew Ruiz, man. Long story short, man, everybody should know that Andrew Ruiz is going to win the fight, man. I mean, it's just all these Wilder fans, man, they just really just trying to build up his resume and just wishing on the star, hoping that Ortiz wins, man. I mean, look, man, Andrew Ruiz, he's better than Christian Hammer. He's better than Kaufman. He's better than Brian Jennings, you know what I'm saying? And he's damn sure better than Malik Scott. You know, long story short, you know, he's better than some of his other competition that he actually got wins against. So I don't see this happening, man, for Ortiz. Long story short, man, it is what it is, man. Andrew Ruiz going to come out on top, and hopefully Wilder's ready just to step in the ring with Andy, man. I'm just going to keep it short and sweet. Y'all guys have a good day, man. Y'all go ahead and get ready for another smoke break or whatever it is, or your Dunkin' Donuts coffee or your foodie fit, and y'all have a good one. I'm out. All
right, Chen, appreciate you. Shout out to Foodie Fit. Definitely made the delivery yesterday, and I've been in a ton of compliments from the two shows we did at Wire. I've gotten at least 3 compliments on looking slimmer. Mm. So I don't know if it's the camera or the lighting that shows more or less over there, but yes, they have been noticing the reduction in weight. And that's credit to Foodie Fit, honestly, man, because I am not working out the way that I would love to. I was just talking to my girl how this week is kind of testing, see how everything works with Blue Wire, but it looks like we could definitely get it in on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and even Thursdays when we decide what we're going to do. Today, we do have to notify you that we are trying something new. This is your preview and prediction show for the weekend. Normally, we do that at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, but now that we have the show at the weekend, we would have to come up with a topic for 6, a topic for 12, then 4 topics for 4. That might be difficult because not only do you need 4 topics for 4, but then you need one more topic for Friday morning. Don't know that that will be something that can physically be done due to lack of topics.
We got James Valdez on the line.
Let's do it. San Antonio, Texas.
The bird just called. Call her back and she wants to use the phone.
Hey, what's up, James?
James, what up? James.
Sound like he's still at the precinct.
You sure it's James and not Oscar?
Nah, they said James Valdez.
Okay. James.
Nah, I hung up on him.
Who that, Supermax?
He's still on the line, so we'll go back to him.
That's Supermax.
That's Supermax 806.
Let's go.
Yo, yo, yo. What up, Ness, Danny, Bo? Good morning, fellas.
What up?
What up?
Yeah, you know, I've been kind of going back and forth. This fight, I feel like, could actually be a 50-50. You know, Andy's been out the ring since last May. He didn't look the greatest versus Areola. He was knocked down officially once, but if you remember the following round, it looked like Areola had followed up and knocked him down again. Yes, Ortiz didn't look that great either, though, you know, but he's been a little bit more active. So it's really a 50-50, but if we're going to go, I just feel like Ortiz has better skills, better technically. So I don't think anybody's getting knocked out. I'm going to ride with Ortiz, but, you know, I think it's going to be a close fight. I wouldn't be shocked at a draw, and I might put a little something on the draw. But, yeah, I'm going to ride with Ortiz by decision, and I think it'll be a good fight, though. I think it'll have interesting moments. I don't know that either one can stop the other. They might knock each other down, but I don't know that either one can finish the other one. So I'm going to ride with Ortiz decision, and yeah, that's about it, man. Good show, fellas.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Super Max.
We got C-Dub.
C-Dub, what up?
Yo, PBV, shout out.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to the panel. Smash the like button. It's free. Do something with yourself. Ortiz, Ruiz. Man, if Ortiz wasn't filthy, that's the only thing, and I'm going to sound like a casual, but that's the only thing that's the reason that I'm picking Ruiz, that Ortiz is 50 years old. Ortiz is the better boxer. He does stand behind that. He has that two carton ready, and he has he has a good jab. But is the foot movement still going to be there? Is he still going to be able to get away and move out the way of Andy's combinations? I know he still has to pop because he showed that with Martin, and that's the last thing to go. But, man, he's 50, though. Like, he's 43 on Wikipedia, but we know we got to add at least five. Some people say add 10 to Cubans, but we can add at least five. And that would make him, like, 48. I mean, like, you know, so.
As a Wilder fan, I'm shocked to hear you say all this, man.
I mean, no. Wilder went younger. But, yeah, Wilder beating Ruiz would be the better win, so that's why I want Ruiz to he'd be AJ, I think. And it'll be a new face. It'll be fresh. So I would like Ruiz to win anyway, and not to see Ortiz Wilder 3.
But if Ruiz wins, don't he got the better resume with a win over AJ and a win over Wilder's greatest win?
That's why it'll be a great match. That's why I want the winner to be Ruiz. Ortiz may pull it out, though. The old man may still got one more left. And we see a trilogy. So,
do you think he can make it to the 10.5 rounds? Not a 7.5, 10 rounds, 1 minute, 30 seconds.
I want to say yes. Like you said, Ruiz goes the distance. Ortiz going to be patient and wait for him to make a mistake, and it could go. It's just that he's filthy, man. That's it, man. It's just that he's filthy. I don't know. He's going to be looking at it.
Call him when he was 48?
The first one.
Cut it. I got Mark Blake. I thought you was in the Netherlands, Mark, but somehow you can send U.S. dollars. He says, shout out to TBV. Great interviews and shows. Fire emoji. Why is the Blue Wire shows not live? Blue Wire doesn't have internet. Isn't that crazy?
Allegedly.
Somehow they don't have internet, but they send us our assets.
We got a new caller, too.
Uh-oh. New caller.
725.
725. 725. Ain't that Chicago?
No, no.
Nah, that's Vegas.
Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, what up?
What up?
Yo, what up? What up?
You outside or something?
Yeah, look. My name's Chris. Richard Steele's nephew.
Richard Steele's nephew. Chris, what's going on?
Yeah, my boy. What's up, brother? How you guys doing today?
All good.
My thoughts on the fight, man, because I'm a heavyweight boxer myself. I see it kind of 50-50, but I feel like if Andy doesn't catch him with those big looping shots, then I feel like Ortiz can outbox him for the 12 rounds. I definitely think that he's going 10.5 rounds for sure. Andy doesn't really knock people out like that. I think people are getting confused with the punch of power with the AJ fight, but AJ's a little chinny. So we'll see, though. I mean, I'm going with Ortiz outboxing him. And I didn't catch the guy's name earlier on the show because I'm at work and I listen. If he's looking for work, tell him to hit Richard Steele's gym. We got a guy named Trey over there. He was going to fight on the Tevin Farmer Mickey Bay undercard. I think he's like 130. So let him know if he wants some work. Come over there and check him out.
Address?
His name's
address?
It's on Cheyenne and Coleman.
And you said your name is Chris,
North
right?
Las Vegas. Yeah, Chris Matthews. Yeah, Jeff Mayweather is my trainer.
What's your Instagram?
Okay. I think he talked about you one day.
Yeah, the Prodigy.
Okay.
_Prodigy. Yeah.
Haven't we been talking on Instagram and I've been trying to get you in here?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, I was in Seattle for a bit because my grandfather passed away, so I was out of the gym for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I'm back in Vegas now, though. What'd you say?
What you got cooking? Fights lined up?
I'm going back to the gym today, so I'm going to work with Jeff today, and I'm going to find out. I got called for the Andrew Tabidi camp, but like I said, I was in Seattle, so I'm going to get in his next camp. We're going to see about getting on, hopefully, one of these undercard fights. I got a YouTuber that I can't say his name yet, but he's supposed to be having a big fight. I might get on the undercard of that, so we'll see how that goes.
Does it start with a J?
I can't even put it out there yet. They haven't made it official. It's not signed yet. They're still in talks.
All right. Nah, well, keep us posted, Prodigy. We would love to get you some coverage. As you can see, we've been trying to put you in front of our audience for some time now. So let us know when you got something.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys. Peace and blessings, teams. I'll see you guys later, man.
Likewise. Yes, thanks for calling. We still got callers on block. If you haven't already done so, press 1 time. If you want to notify me and know that you're ready to rock and roll, we'll get you on the show.
For sure.
You know, we got to do a $10 wheel spin for Man Mark Blake in the Netherlands.
What you thinking of, Danny? Look deep thoughts to do a song, G.
Nah,
listen, the girls. Oh, I heard the show. You didn't say I was special.
He did have to step and take a phone call.
Giveaway.
Well, I went to go shit, man. What you talking about? CYP.
Did you use your dude wipes?
Counterpunch.
CYP. So he landed on the giveaway, which means you got a couple of days, man. If you send in your $75 or actually 70 because you had 65, but you sent 10. And, you know, we're doing raffle tickets, right? Your raffle ticket can possibly win you a round trip flight and hotel plus round trip travel from your hotel to the studio to watch the fight on pay-per-view with us right here in this luxurious $15 million building. If you smoke, you're on the rooftop with us. If you don't, you'll be downstairs.
Called you back.
Oh, you did, Antonio something?
Antonio's a pilot. Bro, I thought he was a little dude, but I looked at his page and he's big. So I think he's a heavyweight cruiserweight or something. He's hitting the bag with the beady.
I never heard of him.
Me either.
Antonio Zapata.
5-0 with 5 knockouts. Whatever Jose Zapata is, he probably
shout
is.
Out to my man Brian, who just received his keychain, and he sent the glove emoji, flex emoji, peace emoji. Remember, if you want an absolutely free leather keychain in collaboration with Sabas and the Boxing Voice, head on over to iTunes and drop us a 5-star review. Come back, send us a screenshot to either me or Bo underscore TBV, excuse me, Bo Mason underscore TBV, and your full name, full mailing address. And then we'll send you one of these little hot puppies over, you know, genuine leather, Sabas and TBV keychain. You know what I mean? Everybody should have a keychain.
Yeah, Ren's $10 super sky per Discord, man. Laughing out loud, but I want to make money this weekend, so I'm going to jump out with a limit or a tease by majority decision plus 4,000.
Damn, majority. He went, majority means everybody?
No, it means that you have a draw. And two cards for you.
Wowing.
Don't judge.
That's tough. I mean, I was going with decision. Fuck that. And for Lewis, that, bro. That's interesting. Majority decision. Did you ever bet a majority decision?
No.
I think that's too specific, bro.
Nah, bro. I've only
bet. That sounds tough to do.
I've only bet draws as far as anything other than like your typical knockout or a decision, you know, anything like that. Yeah, I've only bet a few draws in my life.
Mm. Well, that was SDX Renzi. Let's give him his wheel spin, right?
Yes, that was SDX Renzi for $10 super chat. Getting that wheel spin.
Shit, I'm not showing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm showing phone numbers, hey, gentlemen.
People gonna be calling CYP shit.
I know. Just show you ad numbers. Let me see whose numbers are showing. A few. A couple of Floridas. A couple of jerseys. Money May. Land on it again. Money May. What mean? That means like May, whether you do what the fuck you want. So if you want to be part of the raffle for the Canelo giveaway, well, come on. Just say, put me in the Canelo raffle. Or the glove raffle. Or the Haseem Rahman raffle. Whatever you want. Get money made and you pack your way. And whatever you want to get into, you're going to go ahead and put your money to make a difference and be the man with the plan. You know?
And it looks like we're ready for the next guest. I know CYP got a counterpunch, but if you want to go to him before we take this intermission.
All right, let's do it.
CYP.
Yo, yo, yo. People are missing a few points. Chris Arreola was 40 years old, 2 years retired, when he came and knocked down Andy Ruiz. 40 years old, 2 years retired, last fought against Kawanaki and lost. To not think that Ortiz has a chance is crazy. Do y'all know, I'm going to tell you how good prime Ortiz was. Brian Jennings lost to Vladimir Klitschko by decision. 6 months later, he fought Ortiz, got knocked out in 6 rounds. That's the reason why AJ took the fight away from Ortiz and didn't want to fight him. Because he knew, like, if that dude could do that to a Klitschko opponent, I don't want that dude. That was years ago. Ortiz is not to be played with. Be a fool. And for the dude who said, oh, it's the Wilder fans, listen, if Andy wins, it's a good thing because then Wilder can fight Andy up his resume. If Ortiz wins, it helps his resume, but don't nobody want to see no Ortiz fight Wilder again. So either way, whoever wins is going to be good for Wilder. So this ain't about Wilder, idiots. And I ask you, you idiots, one thing. Tell us who your fighter is. Stop calling into the Boxing Voice, Patronizing and everybody else for their fighters. Who your fighter? We want to know who you represent. CYP out.
All right. And we're going to take that intermission. Be right back. Shout out KenichiBeer.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We now join with Antonio
Cepeda.
Wow. So nothing Russian in that name. Can you bring the mic a little closer?
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. So who's the Russian in your family?
My father is.
All right. And do you know the story? Did he go to Mexico?
I never met my father, actually.
Okay.
But the only thing I do know is I was actually born in Des Moines, Iowa. Which is, like, interesting because my dad's straight from Russia. My mother is also straight from Mexico. So how they met in the middle of the United States, I don't know. It's bizarre, but, hey, it is what it is.
So you're born and raised in Iowa.
I was born in Iowa. I left when I was, like, 6-7 months, and then I grew up in Phoenix for...
Oh, Arizona.
Yeah, most of my life, and I've been in Vegas for about almost 10 years now.
10 years.
Yeah.
And you're a heavyweight.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Have you ever seen him, Danny?
Just heard of the name.
Today.
Yeah, I've only been boxing for a couple of years. I played football here in college. That's why I moved out here.
Okay.
I just started boxing recently.
How long ago?
Technically 4 years ago, but I was messing around the first year. I didn't really go to the gym. I wasn't sure if I was dedicated or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously COVID hit. And then after that, I was like, all right, let's go.
So how old are you?
I'm 27.
Still young for a heavyweight. How many fights?
Five.
Pro or amateur?
Pro. I only had like three amateur fights.
Okay. Who you with?
I'm not signed with anyone yet.
No manager or promoter?
I have a manager, yes, but I'm not signed with any promoter.
Who's the manager?
His name's Bobby Walker. He'll actually be here shortly.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, the heavyweight division is definitely one of the most, I guess, appealing divisions to casual fans. You look the part, man. Are you any good?
Hey, I don't like to toot my own horn, but I think I'm pretty good considering the fact I don't have the experience that these other guys have,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just starting and learning on the ropes. But I've been in there with some names, and I think I hold my own very well. So I think as time goes on, I'll progress and I'll be fighting for a belt.
Some names like who?
I've been in there with Efe Ajogba, Carlos Takam. You guys know Jeremiah Milton. Andrew Tabidi, just to name a few.
Okay. Everybody out here in Vegas for sure. No Johnny Rice?
Oh, yeah. Johnny Rice, I've been in with more so when I first started.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about, you know, getting some work in ASAP.
Cool. So who's your trainer?
Otis Pimbleton.
Okay. Otis, he's the one got big Lele, right? The girl, too. He's got the girl and the guy that we had. Who was the guy that he was in here with?
Kevin Johnson.
Yeah, yes. Kevin, Jeremiah, you guys just recently had Lele and Andrew Tabidi, and he has a few other fighters as well.
Mm. Okay. All right. So
fighting this weekend, right?
Yes, sir. Saturday, September 3rd.
At Westgate.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you got on that card. A lot of Bones Adams fighters are on that card, I believe.
Yeah. It's Stephen Reed Promotions and Marcellus Brown are working together to promote this fight.
Okay. And how'd you get linked up with them and onto that card? Is it an Otis connection?
Actually, I don't even know how this transpired. Bones Adams called me out of nowhere and he was like, hey, you want to fight? I was like, yeah, of course. And then there were some negotiations. And then I actually ended up taking another fight because this fight got pushed back. And then I was fighting in Denver, and then he was calling me. He said, hey, you want to fight? And I was like, yeah, I do, but let me handle business here first, and I'll call you when I get back. One out there, got a first-round knockout, called him, said, hey, when's the fight? Let's go. And then he told me, gave me all the details, and I signed the contract.
So how long ago was the Denver fight?
About a month ago.
Okay, so you're trying to move.
Yes, sir.
You want to make up for lost time, or are you just taking the opportunities as they come?
Definitely make up for lost time. I had fought in September of last year, and then I had nothing until this year. I had a 10-month layoff. Because I had 11 fights, actually 8 opponents pulled out and 3 events canceled. So I was training, I was ready, but I wasn't active because I didn't have any fights technically.
How'd you remain focused and not frustrated and just give it up again?
I've been through a lot worse in life than an opponent pulling out of a fight. So I was like, hey, if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be.
So do you, like, are there any differences between football and boxing? And what do you think those are?
Definitely there's the biggest difference for me is, football, everything's from the ground up. You know, you go from playing defensive end or tight end when you're in that stance, you're shooting up. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But everything in boxing, I'm tall, right. So I want to stay tall. So the biggest difference to me is leverage. And then the one thing that remains the same is just the mental aspect, 90% mental, 10% physical.
So, being of Mexican descent, do you know Spanish? Have you tried to learn it?
Funny story. Spanish is my first language, actually.
What?
Yeah, and then I obviously growing up in Phoenix, where it's like majority Mexican, Hispanic, that's all I spoke was Spanish. And then I moved to Vegas, and I just stopped speaking Spanish because the Hispanic population out here, you know, it's not as big.
I forgot.
I don't think I forgot, but it's definitely not as good as it should
be. You need that in
don't
this sport,
me. I'm a fell right here.
You need that in this sport. Can you look at all the love Andy got for being a Mexican heavyweight?
I'm definitely touching back on that. You know, I'm not telling my friends, like, hey, from now on when you text or call, straight Spanish. I got to get, you know, it's one of those things, even if you think you lost it, you touch up on it a little bit and you pick it right back up.
For sure. So for this particular camp, how long, how much time did you have to get ready, being as though you just had that Denver fight, you weren't really sure?
Well, I was staying ready already for the other fights. I actually fought twice in the last 2 months.
Mm.
And then I'm just taking anything I can get at this point. They called me for this fight. I had a four-week camp, did the traditional sparring road, you know, everything that a camp tells, and just making sure I was in tip-top shape for this fight.
Road work. So you run as a heavyweight? You look big.
Yeah, of course.
How tall are you?
6'6".
And how much you weigh?
290.
Wow. Your knees ain't hurting, bro?
I'm fine. Exactly. But that's only because I blew my knee out in college. So. But I have on. I'm good now. Sometimes, you know, it's sore, but I have to just, sometimes the temperature changes, I can feel it. But other than that, I'm good to go. No issues there.
You know, I have knee pains, and I feel like out here, because there's no humidity, you feel it less.
Yeah, but like recently with the monsoon season,
yeah.
Like the weather was crazy.
Yeah.
And I woke up every day like, man, what's going on?
For real.
Called my friend who's a doctor and like, it's the weather, you know.
Yeah.
You're not used to that in Vegas, so your knee, you're going to feel it. And then now it's not as humid and I feel golden.
Any connections to the UFC center?
No. I was actually going to do UFC prior to boxing though. So I sat down.
So he was just looking to fight.
Well, I have a brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Most people don't know. I did it from the age of 9 to 17 out in Arizona. I trained at this mountain in Glendale. Shane Velasquez used to train. And I did it only because I was bullied as a kid, believe it or not. When I was like, I was 9, I was like 5'1", 10. I was a big kid. I got picked up 12 or 13 year olds. I didn't even fight. So I was like, I don't know, something like a shake. So I learned to fight. Then I got to the size and people stopped messing with me.
Man, imagine all the love you would get Eddie Reynoso training him. Yo, I'm just saying, you look similar to Canelo with the eye, not similar, right? He looks nothing like Canelo, but he has the features or characteristics, right? The skin, the eyes, the hair, even though it is more brown and blonde.
Mexico, your mom's from? Sonora.
Oh.
Sonora.
Yeah, you know, and they're a lot lighter over there.
Yeah, I got family out there. I've never been, to be honest with you, though. So I'm not sure. I'm not too familiar with Sonora. But
definitely got to tap into that, man.
That's
and
on,
being
that's
out
on
here,
the coast, though, right?
I'm not too familiar as well. Okay. I just, matter of fact, yesterday I had I had another interview, and one of the guys there was the same thing. He was like, you're Mexican. You look white. And I was like, yeah, I get this all the time. Told him my mother was from there. Oh, that makes sense. Like he was saying, like down in Sonora and Michoacan, like they're a lot lighter, fair complexion. I was like, oh, that makes sense. But I'm not from there, so it's not like I'm white because of that.
That's
because of my Russian side.
Yeah. Wow, man, that's interesting. So how'd you link up with Otis?
So I told you I was into UFC, and prior to that, my father-in-law, he was like, well, you want to fight? Or he had some connections, so he called my mother and like, we'll bring him down to the gym. So I met Floyd, and he was like, come down to the gym and see what you got. You just take it from me. In the long haul, in the long scheme of things, you make more money in boxing than you will ever in UFC. I was like,
for
well,
sure.
That sounds good to me. That's it.
I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory. You see all the U.S. fighters trying to come to boxing. You reference him a lot and his pay as a heavyweight.
Yeah, I mean, in boxing, like here in the state of Nevada, if you're a champion, there's a minimum that the promoter has to pay you.
Okay.
Right? In the UFC, that's not the case. So like, their heavyweight champ just made $600,000 to defend the belt. Nevada, you heavyweight champ, your minimum is $1 million.
Yeah, it's a travesty. Francis Ngannou could have got way more than that. He's literally the face of the UFC, right? Like, heavyweight champion knocking everybody out. I just thought that whole deal with the pay is just, it's bizarre to me, you know?
His story is, like, so unique. Like, you know, my guy was fucking living out of his car in a fucking parking garage that he fucking escaped when France, like, escaped to France from, like, I forget what country he's from in Africa, but, like, his story is amazing, and, you know, those guys aren't treated as fairly compensated at least. So definitely, you were correctly.
I got one of 504 New Orleans. Tell us more about the guy you're facing on Saturday.
So the guy I'm facing Saturday, his name is Trevor Couture. He's from Arizona, 3-2. He's a southpaw. First, I'll be fighting in my professional career, so I look forward to it.
All right. And New York Bullet, obviously in New York, says, what's up, champ? Who are some of the fighters that inspired you to box, if any? Good luck on your career.
I appreciate it. And Klitschko, I think, was number one. You know,
yeah.
I don't want to say
which one, though, Vitaly or Vlad?
Vitaly. I don't want to say it because our styles are similar, but like if you watch the way he utilizes that jab and then he comes behind it with everything and sets it all up, that's kind of, you know, similar to how I set things up in my jab. I think jab is the most important punch in boxing.
Vitaly was the more of the aggressor out of the two.
Oh, he definitely was. He definitely was. But he, I just feel like I resonate more with his style than I did with Vlad.
Okay. I got Young Tigre in San Antonio. He says, who's on your Mount Rushmore of boxing?
Got dominated so long. Mm-hmm. And then you have, I'm putting Tyson Fury up there. I feel like just his size alone, he moves, and I don't think anyone right now who has the opportunity to fight him can beat him. So, you know, as much hate as I might get, I think he's one of the time greats.
So I take it you're picking Fury over Usyk if it happens.
100%. He's too big. The difference with
wasn't AJ too big?
That's what I was gonna say. The difference with AJ and Fury is Fury knows how to utilize his size. Look what he did with Wilder. He's just gonna lean on him. He's 275 pounds, 6'9". You put that weight on someone who's 6'3", 6'2", 6'3", 220, they're gonna get fatigued. They're gonna feel it in their lower body in those later rounds, and that's what he's gonna take over and gonna get him out there.
And I think Josh kind of showed like. Go to that body.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Go to that body, you know, and Fury, man, I've seen him train, seen him spar. Like, that guy's different. He's different, trained, you know, different and very elusive. Yeah, I think it's going to take a miracle for Usyk to be able to pull that off.
I mean, Usyk, don't get me wrong, his footwork, his boxing ability, I think, it's impeccable what he does, you know, the movement for heavyweight. But like you said, Fury, he's just, you know, I know people, that's the term that people use, but it's a term of endearment. He's literally different. The things he's overcame, you know, you can't mess with that inside a box, you know.
Do you think that fight happens, or do you think he sticks to his guns of wanting $500 million?
No, that fight is definitely going to happen. Someone like Fury, just because I know, because of what he endured and the things he went through, you know, I grew up kind of crazy too, so I know like if boxing is what saved him and pulled him out of the depths that he was in, and allowed him to get back to being on top, being the champion, being happy, he's gonna always stick with it. Even if he says he's retired, he knows that. All right, if he doesn't fight for 6-7 months, next you know he's gonna start feeling, hey man, like I need something, and boxing is what gets him going. And then so whether he gets $500 million or not, the fight's gonna happen.
And you spoke about Fury and what he did to Wilder, but do you think Wilder can come back? Do you see him becoming a two-time champion? Can he win this fight with Robert Hellenius?
Oh, definitely. I think Wilder's going to knock Robert Hellenius out, without a doubt. I think, you know, Wilder gets a lot of hate, which I think is absolutely insane. You know, people always are making comments about his boxing ability, and whether he can box or not, he's knocking everybody out. So do you really need to know how to box if you're just knocking everybody out? Hey, who knows? The guy, his story is remarkable. Things that his daughter went through and how she was very sick for the rare disease she had, and he just picked up boxing just to make enough money to support her. And now look, multi-millionaire. He has a statue out in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. So whether he retires or after this fire keeps it pushing, the guy has done it all. So, you know, hats off to him.
Absolutely. In terms of upcoming heavyweights, who's on your radar?
That's a good question. If you look in the public eye, the names are always in there. You have like Johnny Fisher, right, out in the UK. Jared Anderson.
He's out here, right?
Yeah, he is. He's with Joe Joyce. Joyce and I spoke after this fight. I'm going to go get some work in with him to get ready for his fight with Parker.
Nice.
So, yeah, those are just a few names, you know. I would love to, you know, mix in with him. And they obviously have more experience, but I would still love to get in with him. And then if they ultimately fight, hey, it is what it is.
You mentioned Jared Anderson. What did you think of his last performance? What was it this past weekend?
Yeah, I think he did what he was supposed to do. He got the dude out of there.
Mm-hmm. So, since you're making up for lost time, are you a gym rat? And do you think that sparring the level of opposition that you've been telling us makes up for that, which puts you on a fast track?
Oh, definitely. I'm in the gym six days a week, Monday through Saturday. Sunday's my rest day. The way I look at it is the people I'm sparring, they're going to get me ready. You know, the guys I'm fighting right now, I'm in the beginning of my career, so you know that I don't really have to say how that goes. But the opponents I'm fighting now are never going to be on the level of the guys that I'm sparring. You know, the opposition is never going to be the same. So if I'm in there doing what I do with these big names, then it gives me that much more confidence when I go in there with these other guys.
Speaking of that, what did you think of F.A. Ajagba's performance and opponent? Because I was a bit disappointed. I said to myself exactly what you just said. He had to have gotten better sparring than that fucking fight.
Well, I sparred with him prior to his fight. We got in a few rounds, and then he was bouncing around gym to gym looking for work. I'm not too sure. I don't want to speak on it. I just know he came to Floyd's. He mixed in with me, Tabidi, Jeremiah Milton, and then I didn't see him again. And but hey, he did what he was supposed to do. You know, I don't like to speak on what happened in his camp, whatever transpired. You know, that's between him and his people. But at the end of the day, he secured the victory, and that's all that matters, right?
Definitely.
This weekend, four rounder?
Six rounder, my first six rounder.
Okay, first six rounder. What can the people expect for those that are going to be in attendance? Labor Day weekend in Vegas, you guys are going to get, you know, people to come out.
Yeah, so I would love to go, you know, to get some rounds under my belt, because my last three fights total, like, weren't even a combined 3 minutes. And I need to, and like I said, experience is very key. And, you know boxing, you know that. It doesn't matter how good you think you are, you may be. If someone has more experience than you, more than likely they've already seen the style you're bringing, or they've already endured whatever you think you're bringing. It's not anything new. You know, boxing has been around for a long time. So I would love to get some rounds in, but hey, whatever happens, happens.
I have Young Tigre San Antonio. No, you answered that one. Brandon in Houston says, at heavyweight at 290. What does diet look like? I was 290 at one time, and I feel a bit sluggish, but maybe it works for you with the ring. Any plans to lean out?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, like I said, not to toot my own horn, you can see me in person. I don't look 290. And that's like the one comment I get all the time. People always think I'm like 240, 250. And I hold my weight very well, so I don't feel it as much as you would think, but definitely plan on leaning out to about 275, getting back down to what I was in college when I played tight end, DN, probably get around 8% body fat and just keep it at that.
Where I'm from, we call what you are big boned. You big boned, you know what I'm saying? There ain't no fat or muscle, it's just big bones.
That's that corn fed stuff,
yeah,
right?
Hey, I was going to say.
And Russia, but hey,
you do look like the dude from Creed 2 front. You heard that before.
Listen, ever since I was nine.
Are you him?
Yo, why don't you take, what's your nickname?
I don't have one yet.
What's your gimmick? Blair the Flair got one. Adrian Broner had a gimmick. Mayweather himself went from Pretty Boy to Money May.
Yes,
like,
sir.
Those are gimmicks.
No, 100%.
I'm not saying, hey, steal the movies, but I don't know. You look like them.
I feel like the first thing I was going to say is I've been getting called Drago since I was nine. Like, I'm not even bullshit.
There you go.
Since I was nine.
That might be the ring name,
but then,
man.
It gets sued.
And you have
Russian. Gonna get sued,
and then Creed came out, and then I grew my beard, and they're like, you look like the guy from Creed.
Look like
so,
the son.
Yeah, so for almost 20 years now, it's either you know, Ivan Drago or Creed. So I was like, but there's already like five Dragos in boxing.
None of them are good, because I never heard
Drago.
Of none of them but the movie one.
Hey, no, that's funny, because there's actually a guy from Mexico. I came across him somehow, and his name's Drago, and I looked at him. He's just straight Mexican, and I'm like, I don't see see how that correlates, but
what does Drago mean in Spanish? Like dragon? Or
no,
something?
Drago's Russian. Drago,
that's what I was saying. Does it have a meaning in Spanish?
Oh, I'm not. I don't know. Does it?
What does it mean in Russian?
I don't know any.
Just
Russian.
The last name.
Yeah, Ivan Drago. You know, from Rocky IV.
That's it.
Everyone knows who that is, and I get called that. Matter of fact, Stitch.
Duran. Yeah.
So, you know, he's in all the Creed films, and when I first met him, he was like, man, if I had met you a year sooner, you would have been in these movies. He was like, he was just like, you know, the looks uncanny. It's just crazy. And I just started laughing. Hey, man, give me an
appreciate. I had a question, and I don't mean to put in a typical last question, but you mentioned that you've been through worse and you've been through this.
So anyone who wants more in-depth details, you can Google. There's quite a few articles on what I endured growing up. Just a quick story. You know, my mother was a drug addict. alcoholic, abusive. I was homeless from the age of 4 to 8.
Wow.
I was taken away at the age of 8, put into CPS. I grew up in group homes and juvenile detention.
What?
Yeah, I was. A lot of people don't. They don't expect that from me because
they don't.
They see a white guy who's well spoken, and they just think, oh, this guy must have had it all. But that couldn't be further from the truth. I grew up very rough, but used as motivation allowed it to deter me or take away from it. Like I used to, you know, I would be mm-hmm. want to be a role model. So everyone has a story that's unique to them. So some of the things I went through, like you said, I've been shot, I've been stabbed, I have a scar on my spine 2 inches long. I've been through it all, but I
shot at and stabbed where? In Iowa?
No, in Phoenix. So
I'm about to say they gang banging in Iowa?
No. I grew up out in Phoenix, you know, like I was speaking earlier, the Mexicans and Hispanics, they're very prevalent out there. And you know, I had a lot of friends who were Mexican, I also had a lot of friends who were black, and out there in Phoenix they didn't see eye to
that
eye.
Ain't Phoenix.
Baby, I've Phoenix.
That's so crazy too. It's
universal, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, majority of my friends were black, and so when shit got popped, you know, that's what I was running with.
Yeah.
And you know, a riot broke out, and I stabbed. It didn't even. And they were like, "Man, you're bleeding." The first thing I check is my face. I'm like, "No, I'm not." I'm like, "No, your back." And I put my hand on my back, and I look. It's just covered. I'm like, "Oh, whoa!"
So how many stitches?
I actually didn't go to the hospital because
what?
I was scared. And that's the reason I have the scar. How it, you know, like when you don't let something heal right, like it
bubbles out.
It protrudes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of scar I have. And
can you show it?
Yeah, you want me to show it on camera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get icky up in this motherfucker. Right. This is your camera. Oh yeah. Okay, I see it. So how'd you get it
look,
to stop bleeding?
Paralyzed, remember.
That shit is on the fucking,
yeah,
right,
so,
on the spine.
Yeah, so right. So, you know, touching up on what he said, I got very lucky, thankful to God. When I went to finally get it checked, you know, they looked at it and they did some x-rays and stuff. And turns out the blade was 1/4 of an inch from my spine. So if it would have went any deeper, it would have hit my spine and I could have been paralyzed from the waist down.
Insane.
And that happened my sophomore year of high school. And then my junior year of high school, I was just out. I was in the streets, literally. I was doing reckless things and I ended up going to jail. And I lost everything, every scholarship
How
I
long?
Had. I did a few months for armed robbery.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was. I was crazy.
You got kicked out the group home.
So hold
yeah.
up.
Yeah,
so hold
yeah.
up. Armed robbery, you obviously was someone's co-defendant.
Yeah, 100%. Yes.
Were you in the car or
no.
were you part of the robbery?
So just, you know, what happened was I was robbing houses, you know.
Okay.
I don't shy away from my past, you know, it makes me who I am today. And that's the environment
Home
I knew.
Home invasions. Look
yeah,
at this
that...
big I never thought
I'm jumping out the window if he's
never
mockery.
Thought...
No, but look.
You was on some Home invasions.
This is this
jumping out the window.
Shit.
This is the environment I grew up in. This
of
is
course.
This is all I knew.
Of course, man.
Steal, lie, because, you know, being in a group home, if you've never lived it, you don't know how it
yeah.
is, and we had nothing.
No, being in a group home has to be like being in prison.
It's bad, man.
Yeah,
we have
yeah.
a little, you know, I don't, actually, to be more honest, you know, the similarities are crazy.
No,
you know, but
you're bunched together. It's too many different personalities.
No supervision. It's just, it's crazy. So. Yeah, I got caught up with that, and what happened was we just when we would hit a house, we would make sure no one was home, so we would knock, and you know the horror deal. Well, you may not know. Not saying you ever, you know, took part in that, but we would make sure nobody was home. And on this, it was November 22nd, 2011.
Oh, man, right before Thanksgiving,
yeah.
of course they home.
No, we thought they was out of town.
What the hell?
So we knock, and nobody
who's out of town on Thanksgiving,
but nobody answered. So we're like, all right, cool. So you go back to gimmick. It was me and this other guy. Our gimmick was we were two white guys. So if we knock on someone's door in the middle of the day, no one's going to think anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, no one thought anything of it. So we knock on this door. Nobody's home. Cool. We did what we did, and somebody was home, sleep. Mm-hmm. We're like, man, sorry, bro. We
no gun.
No, I didn't.
Dang.
Or if I did, he never got it. And I was like, we got to go. Like, I'm very familiar with law. I actually went to college for law. I've also been very intrigued by law. We got to go. Like, this is a whole other thing. If we
talk, right. It's a whole different
it's a whole ball game. And, and he goes, with me. Nah, we're here.
What
no, but we have to go. Like, this is different. And he ends up tying the guy up.
Oh, fuck.
And I was like, and that right then
so
and there.
Kidnapping.
Right then and there, I knew, like, my life is over. I'm done for. We got up out of there, and boom, I got arrested. And They took me to jail. And actually, they let me go because – the guy I was with, my co-defendant, he
took the weight.
He knew. Actually, he was a friend of mine since I was 9 years old. One of the first friends I ever had when I met him when I was in the group home. He was in the group home. He was It's actually crazy. He came from a rich family, so I don't even know why he was doing this. He just wanted to, I don't know, I don't even know what inspired that day, but he took the fight for it. He was like, he had nothing to do with it, blah, blah, blah. So the cops let me go, and I was like, cool. Get in January, out of the group home, and then that, and then I had nowhere to go. Got kicked out of high school, it started all over. Got out of jail, and thank God my high school football coach, he took me in. He allowed me to live with him for my senior year. High school, they took me back. I went back. Finished with days, and I got my scholarship to UNLV. I looked at everything else. I was really committed to ASU and to play defensive end. But when everything transpired, they just, everyone's like, no, we don't want nothing to do with this guy, which, hey, totally understandable.
Yeah.
But I got a second chance, which really was like my 100th chance. The biggest chance I ever got, because that allowed me to finally make a decision. For, hey, do I continue my lifestyle and end up a statistic unless dead or in prison? I don't want to defy these odds and make a difference in other people's lives. And that was the decision I made right then and there. And I went to college, and I put that behind me. I mean, that happened 11 years ago. I was 16, 27 now, and people don't know that about me. I'm very open. I'm an open book about it because, you know, I don't shy away from what makes me who I am. And like I said, I really want to be a role model for those, for kids. There's people out there worse than I did, you know, and then this could have it better, but there's struggle. And if they get someone they can look at and go, hey, dude, what he went through, and he took his life around. Look, I have a girlfriend for almost 6 years. We haven't been together. He'll be 2 in November. The things that I wanted as a kid, I never thought were going to be feasible. I now have, because I changed. I made a few small changes that allowed me to have the life I have now.
For sure, man. That's an amazing story, for sure. You just got to continue to turn it around. Obviously, you know, the transition into boxing, we hoping it's going to help you with that, man. So we wish you the best of luck, not only on Saturday, but moving forward in your career. I do believe we have some more questions here. We got Big Casual that says, what's up, champ? What school did you attend when you played football, and what position did you play? You kind of just answered.
Yeah,
that.
But just to touch back on, I played here at UNLV, University of Nevada, Las Vegas. I played tight end and defensive end.
We see so many football players transition into boxing. Do you think there would have been something else you would have done, or, you know, once football didn't work, you knew the boxing was for you?
Actually, no. After football, baseball was my first love. I pitched, and all through college, I got calls from the scouts, from the Giants, from the Mariners, the Oakland A's. They still, you know, wanted me to come throw for them. And I have a post all over Facebook. I had a text. I had a bullpen session with the San Francisco Giants. And I ended up tearing my extender ligament, my pinky. So I didn't go. And I realized, oh, maybe it's just not meant to be. Well, after football, I called from the Los Angeles Angels now. And they put me down to Phoenix. They have the training camp. And I had a bullpen for them. And they said, hey, we like what we see. You haven't played baseball in 5 years. How would you feel coming down to training? And I was like, nah, I haven't thought so long. Like, I already know if I go out there, I'm going to embarrass myself. Maybe if I take a year to get back under, you know, get back into training and developing.
Damn, it would take a year to develop that pitching arm again?
Oh, yeah, man. To get from, you know, football, everything we do is straight, you know, bench press, pushing. So to get that much, and it would take at least minimum 8 months, right? And then to get to where I feel like I'm going to compete, a year minimum. So I was like, all right, you know, I'm in pain. And I was like, man, I'll do something else. And then I was like, let me do UFC. I called Coach Sanchez. He was coaching college. I said, can you set up a meeting with Dwight? I want to do UFC. He said, yeah, I'll set it up. The meeting never really took place. It never came to fruition, but it was something that I was contemplating doing. And then boxing just happened to, it just took off, and I love it now. So no regrets.
Nah, it doesn't look like it, man. Looks like you're on the up and up. You definitely had a rocky start, but it seems that, you know, you've been blessed. Because to get opportunities in 3 different sports, which brings me to my next question. You're a natural born athlete. Like, you can't play baseball, football, you know, and now boxing. You run at 290. Is it safe to assume that training doesn't bother you? You're not going to be a fighter that we have to worry about conditioning.
Oh, no, I love training. It's my thing. It's my peace of mind, you know. One thing you're never going to have to worry about, you know, see a lot of these heavyweights, they're out of shape, right? And at the end of the day, your cardio, That's what you control.
Mm-hmm.
No one else controls that. You have to decide whether you wake up in the morning or if you run at night. Everyone run, like, I'll run at night.
Because of the heat?
No, I don't. The heat, I don't mind from being in Phoenix. Like, the heat, I don't care about.
But you don't care about running at from 12 to 5?
No, I run at night personally because what I like to do is I run. Because for me, it's as much as we hate it, anyone who says they love running, you got to be a sociopath if you love to run. It sucks. But I look at it, run. I like to get it. I like to do it, get out the way, and then just home and relax. I just ran. I got miles in. My sprints, whatever I consist of, go home, shower, and eat, and then I relax for the rest of the day.
What are you running at heavyweights? 1 mile?
I do 3 to 5 miles, and then some days I just do sprints and or other do pool work.
Is this because of your background in football and you're used to running? Because that sounds like a lot.
Well, the reason is because in the beginning I was out of shape, and well, not out of shape, but you know, there's different types of in shape, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can be in the best shape and you get in the ring, and after 2 rounds, you're like, yo, what's going on? And so there were a few times I got in the ring with some people, and I definitely was like, all right, I need to pick this road work up, because if I don't, I'm going to be tired in the ring, which is going to lead to something bad. So that's why I decided, I was like, hey, nah, no more bullshit. No, I can control that. You know, the two things I can control, what I eat and how hard I train and when I train, right?
What's your thoughts over Jeremiah Milton, being as though that you've gotten work with him and watched him come up, and he continues to put on these highlight reel knockouts? Just your thoughts on a former stablemate, I would say.
Well, Jeremiah, that's my guy. We train together. You know, we have the same trainer. I spar him more than I spar anybody. There's a point in time we were sparring 3 to 4 times a week.
Mm.
But that's my guy. You know, we're talking all the time, and I think he's definitely on the up and up. Like you said, he's put his highlight reel knockouts. He had that first one that went viral. The dude just dreamland. Sent him upside down. And then this past weekend, you know, He's that guy with that right. He hit him from the temple, and that was that. I think that's definitely a guy you need to look out for. He works hard. That guy, he works. I see it every day. I see him in the gym. He's there. Sometimes our schedules coordinate, but when I see him, I know he's working, and that's a guy. Everyone, more people know who he is because he's been in there with everybody. I'm talking about he's sparred with Tyson Fury, Frank Sanchez, Daniel Dubois. Like, he's there with all the top names. So
he was about to get into Canelo. He's a
probably
Eddie Reynoso asked him, but
probably
it didn't happen.
Yeah, Canelo don't care, you know. But he's at the point where I want to go. You know, I want to be. I want to get in there with everybody and anybody because, you know, there's people who are better than you, and there's no shame to admit that. And there's people who are worse than you. You got to work on your craft. So if you can get in there with someone who brings a style or something you haven't seen before, that's when you work on your craft. And if you get in with someone who you know is not as good as you, you know, my big thing is I hate when people get in there with someone they know is not good and they just beat the shit out of them. That irritates me. It's like, you know, he's not that good. So how about you just have him throw at you and you work on defense, or you work on things you know you need to work on, but you don't got to get in there and hurt people if you know they're not any good.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, absolutely.
Where in Phoenix did you live and go to school? Looking forward to seeing how your career progresses. Good luck. Thanks for your time, man.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I went to Catholic High School right there in the second Biltmore area, so I don't know where that's at. But, yeah, it's like Central Phoenix, technically. Not a well-known high school. We sucked at everything. But from Phoenix, you probably know who they are.
And we have another one here from the best dad ever in Baltimore. He says, you got a new fan from Baltimore, man. Glove emoji, good emoji. Let's get the journey going and show everyone that we can change. Flex, just showing you some love and support because he likes turnaround story, man.
Yeah, well, he said show him that we can change. So I'm assuming he's had a
similar background.
Yeah, similar background. Or, you know, he might have endured some hardships. So hey, shout out to him. I said we. So I'm hoping he turned his life around too. So I want to use every platform possible to get my story out there. I can help. I told you, that's something I'm very big on, especially when it comes to kids. When it comes to troubled and at-risk youth who are in that thin line between a life of crime and poverty or death, or being an entrepreneur, scientist, you know, whatever the case may be, I just, you know, my social media is always open, you know. If you hear this and you want to reach out, I respond to pretty much every DM. I don't shy away from it. So my DMs are always open on every social media. And if you need just someone to talk to who endured or experienced what you did, I'm here.
Shout out, man. For sure. I think those are the last ones. Yep. So if you can, Antonio, please give out your social media for anybody that hasn't been following you can do so. Did we get your prediction on Andy? And...
No, you didn't ask that.
Yeah, Andy Ortiz, man, because I think I'm going to just tell you, I think Ortiz is going to pull it off. The bookies have him as such an underdog. I don't see why. I get the Charles Martin fight, but, like, who's Andy knocking out? Like, he did what he did to AJ, but that wasn't a stoppage. That was a TKO. Like, my man was literally on his feet chewing his mouth guard. Like, he wasn't knocked out. Who's Andy?
I think it should be even or at least close to it, but I'm going with Andy Ruiz.
Think he chops him?
No, I actually think this fight goes the distance. But I think Andy Ruiz is just too fast. And if you watch Ortiz's last fight, his age definitely showed.
But he got stopped.
Oh, no, he did for sure. But if you watch the fight, though, like you really watched it, there were times where he didn't even hit. And he would go, and you could tell his knees, like they were shaky. And I was watching the fight with a few people, and they're like, man, what's wrong with him? Is he hurt? And I said, man, I don't know if he's hurt or if it's his age. You know, he's 40-something. No one really knows how old Ortiz really is. You know how it is being from Cuba.
Yeah.
You know, just like there's been a few baseball players who are 3-4 years older than they say. So no one knows how old Ortiz really is. But I think I like Ortiz. He's a hell of a fighter. Don't get me wrong. But I really like Andy Ruiz, and I think Andy Ruiz is too fast. The only thing that I want to see is I want to see how this weight loss affects him. Because, you know, he was what when he fought? Like two.
He's still 270, though.
Oh, is he? So he just leaned it out. But there's a difference of being a lean 270 when you've been a bigger fat kid your whole life. You know, that's where your power comes from. So I really want to see how his power comes into play being because he definitely leaned. You see the pictures. Like, you can see in his face.
But he did this to us before. Before the second age lean, I had Michael Hunter in age. Like, bro, Andy was in shape. As soon as he got sorted, he gained weight. Like, I was sparring him. So I don't know, man. We got to be on fight night, weigh-in day, what he actually weighs in it because.
Well, tomorrow, right? They fight Saturday. So we'll see you in a few
days.
No,
they fight Sunday.
Sunday, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they do Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, cool. So I thought I was going to miss it because I fight. But hell yeah, I get to watch the fight now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it PBC or
pay-per-view? Yeah,
pay-per-view.
Yeah,
all right, cool,
Fox,
cool,
pay-per-view.
Cool. I'm tuning in for that for sure. But yeah, I remember reading that 100%.
But if you believe that get past 9.5, if your gamble really means 10 rounds, 1-30.
I know he's going to distance.
I know, but I just want to double down because we've been talking about that bet for a while. I've been giving advice that don't leave the knockout.
Got
Andy as a favorite to get the knockout. I don't believe that.
I don't either. I think he's going to go in the distance. Ortiz, as you know, has a chin.
Mm-hmm.
Look out. He a wild shot, like Wilder. If you look at it, it didn't really faze him. It was more so just caught him on guard, that left hook, because he got up and he wasn't hurt. His knees, his legs weren't shaky. He just came right forward and exchanged in the pocket and dropped, and then he dropped Joshua. So I think it's safe to say they both could take a punch. So I think it's going the distance. If I were to bet it, that's what I would take.
If you are not busy or recovering Sunday and you don't want to waste that 80, we'll have the pay-per-view here. You could come in, throw the headphones on, tell the people what you see live.
Oh, yeah.
And call the fights with us. We'll be here. And we wanted to obviously extend the invitation. Now, I understand that you might be sore depending on how that fight Saturday night turns. Uh-oh. First round stoppage.
I'll be just fine. Let's just put it that way. I'll be all right. I'll be in. I appreciate the invite, and I'll definitely be here.
Okay. Well, I want to go ahead and thank you and ask you to give out that social media one more time. And we're going to take in a quick intermission and take a picture with you.
My social media, my Instagram is Antonio Zepeda with 2 underscores. You can follow me there. And like I said, my DMs are always open.
All right.
We'll take
Let
this
me
quick
do
intermission
the intermission.
And be right back.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me.
Kenichi for the intermission break, man. If you don't have a set of Kenichi B headphones, you do yourself a disservice because you're a gamer. Guess what? You can talk on the detachable microphone and get your little, you know.
Game on.
But you are a guy like me that you just want to show box. You know what I'm saying? You want to do some running with them. You could do that too because you detach that mic. Shout out to Kenichi Bear at KenichiBear.com.
Using code
TBV.
Save your code out.
15% off to be that.
We're going to get these calls.
Save a couple of dollars. Save a couple of dollars.
Close the show. So if you want to call in 425-569-5241, press on one time.
No, it ain't no show without info.
Well,
yes.
Did you send that email I sent you? Don't send it if you didn't already.
I didn't.
Good. The second one is better. Shout out to Jim. Always working.
I thought Danny sent an email.
Info Joe. What do you know?
I know Danny messed up the time. We're just going to put to the bow, man. Both.
Yo, what's
Danny,
up, my brother?
Hard job. That shit ain't gonna work.
Yeah, we got you. What's up, Joe?
What up, Bo? What up, Ness? What up, Danny? Y'all doing pound for pound work, my brothers. Great morning, man. That's right. Y'all sound a little choppy, but can y'all hear me?
Yup.
Okay.
Let's go with the
Okay, cool. Put me down for Ruiz. I like Ortiz, man. He looked at his age, man, in the Charles Martin fight, man. He didn't have the wheels, man, like he used to float around a ring. His legs looked gone to me, man. He still got the power. He could possibly knock Ruiz out, but I'm picking Ruiz to by decision, brother. And put me down for Plant over Darrell. And question, y'all, what's up, Ness? You got the scoop, man. You think we going to get the announcement this Sunday, man?
I mean, I do believe November is too many people saying November, so yeah.
That would be nice, man. The boxing gods will bless us, man. They have a press conference, man, at the Ruiz-Ortiz fight, man. We need that. So
this
all y'all boxing fans out there. Yo,
Joe,
say it again.
I'm saying it's going to be different networks, and they're not part of the same family. You get what I'm saying? So like, I don't still get that announcement. Like, that's the Fox Review. You know, we're expecting it to be Showtime. Steven Espinoza has been very vocal throughout the process of the negotiations of this fight. So I don't know if because different networks still do the announcement during the telecast.
You got a good point there, brother. You got a good point, man. I just want them to announce this fight, man. That's all. That's all I got, man. Y'all hit them thumbs up, subscribe, and we get back to work. Shout out to the boxing gods for a good weekend of fights. Peace.
Peace.
Word.
Joe, we got Jazz 11.5 pound.
Whoa, actually, we got
the wheel for the XZ. Then we Matt Bent with the 5 Ortiz by decision, spin, headphones, gloves. So he wants either Kenichi Bear headphones or gloves. Kenichi Bear headphones or gloves coming up. You know, you got to speak it, believe it, receive it. That's what Matt Bear is trying to do.
We got Matt Bent.
Yes, sir.
Yo, somebody just texted me talking about, y'all should get Marvin Rodriguez on the show.
Title bag, not to be confused with the spray brown bag. This is the
spray
title bag.
Ground. Spray.
Not to be confused. Not to be confused. Word. This is the title bag. And I think this one is, what is this one? Title bag is how much? Do y'all remember?
I thought it was $5.
Okay, $5. So title bag was, what was that? What's that, man? Man,
That was the first spin, right?
Well, Matt Bent only had a one spin, no?
Okay. I'm thinking of Renzi.
Yeah, Renzi next with the 50. But he basically said, need to know how much more. So you just got another 100 because you set 50 two entries into the Canelo raffle. So yeah, just another 100, which would be two entries. and we won't spend because obviously you want your money applied to the raffle.
Jazz 11, five pounder, saying Ness, watch the Ortiz Martin fight in studio, bruh, and do a fight commentary.
I don't need to. I don't need to. I'm a firm believer throughout the years. You've heard me say it. I don't believe that a guy is going to fight as bad as he did the last time out. He's going to try to be better than that. And that's what I told you in the Zhang fight. You didn't believe it. You know, that's what I told you in the Wilder fights. You didn't believe it. And it's okay. You know, I'll just keep making my money. You don't make yours. I don't really care. I don't give a care.
We got $10 from Sam Sweeney or 10 pounder saying off topic, but I see that Plant now got Breadman and I think it's a good move for him.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what is Surdo like? I only heard bad English interviews. Can he play the villain versus Canelo?
No, he can't because he was set up in the Fight Hub interview to ask and give his thoughts on what Canelo said about not fighting Mexicans, and he didn't take a aggressive villain stance like, oh, he's only saying that because he got no cojones. You know, he fought Chavez. What, Chavez not Mexican? Or am I not Mexican-American enough? And he don't want to fight a real vato that knows to break his fucking face. But he don't know how to be a villain, right?
He seemed like he laid back and cool.
Yeah, he too cool. He, like he seemed like a
Chris Chop, chest out.
He seemed like his
yo,
boots, his cowboy boots on the table. With the cowboy
That's cool, but he won't rocking. You ain't what he had on his feet. No cowboy.
Yeah, he been spending money. You know he got a Ferrari.
The Louboutin.
He got this. He got this for. Oh, I said it wrong because I don't got money like that.
But he living in Miami
lifestyle. Two different brands.
I mean, I don't got the money, so I don't be like. But he got the Ferrari, the red one.
He living that life. Miami Vice.
Mm. He definitely living Miami Vice.
Not that Guadalajara disco.
I ain't listening to ask about this life.
Baby.
Oh, man. I don't know. Who we got, bro?
Man, we had a good interview. A guy pretty much changed his life. And we got the Deacon on the line right now, you know?
Who's Deacon?
Deacon Davidia.
Oh,
can we get
in Jesus' name.
Can we get the intro or something like that?
Well, no, let's spin the wheel for Sam real quick before
Sam
we get to
Sweeney.
The
Sam Sweeney.
Yeah.
Sweeney.
Yeah, spin for Sweeney. Davidian, we got you, bro. One moment.
Sam Sweeney landed on a Fraqua. How much Sam had? 10. So, Sam, if you send in another 5, we'll put you in the raffle for the Fraqua water bottle. And guess what? Only 2 people in there. So you will be the third. So that means you have a really good probability of actually winning.
Not yet. Optimus, J. Miller, Jordan Baker twice.
As what?
Fraqua.
Oh, Fraqua. Fraqua. All right. I think that's it. After Gibbs.
Whoa. Davidian, that wasn't him. Those were angels. I know he, you know what I'm saying, with the church and all, but those were angels, not the deacon.
I'm healthy, strong, and about to knock Earl Spence out in Jesus' name. I'm bringing the whole church.
SBS promotion.
You win some, you lose some. But you live.
I'm not talking. You can take the camera off.
Hey.
I got the whole Christian congregation behind me.
The BoxingBoys.com.
In Jesus' name. And we all know God only made one thing perfect, and that's my boxing ring.
Yo, what's good? Good morning to y'all.
What up?
Deacon, what's up? Yeah, what's up, Bo? Danny, Ness, great show, great interview, the heavyweight dude. I got Ruiz. I got my Mexican brother. I feel like, you know, age will play a factor. Ortiz. He's great, though, and he's a southpaw. I'm a lefty, too, so you already know. But I got Ruiz. I think them fast Mexican hands going to get to his own behind. So, yeah, put me down for that. I'm hoping we get that Earl Spence, Terrence Crawford announcement very soon. I'm hopeful, so I can't wait to see it. So, other than that, great show, you know. Deacon Davidian out. All right. God bless you.
Let's go.
God bless you, brother.
In Jesus' name.
I did put that camera on when you was talking about Zerto. But Mason underscore TBV on IG.
Danny, Instagram and Twitter.
I'm Ness Gibbs, living my best life, appreciating each and every one of you that tune in and rock out. We just got a bunch of callers jumped in last minute.
Whoa.
Everybody that just jumped in, you got to press one button if you want to voice your, give your prediction on this weekend's big fight. Andy Ruiz taking on Luis Ortiz. Can he get it done? Who next?
We got from Yonkers, Staten Island, Brooklyn, Harlem, all of that, King Bourne.
Hey, yo. Y'all hear me, right?
Brooklyn Jew is coming to your town.
Let's get to it.
When you see old dirty bastards in a position like that, then you know that'll get rid of boss, yo.
I love my TBV, comrade.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
Listen, man.
What?
Goddamn spider class, goddamn self-hate. That's all I need, and I'm good.
SPS promotion.
What up, King?
I'm going to say right now. What's good, brother? What's good? Y'all know I love my TBB comrades. Y'all know I love my TBB live chat comrades. We going to get to it like this. Let's get to it. Let me tell y'all something, man. This man is 55 years old. He's going to knock Ruiz out. I got Ortiz all the way. Look at him. He got twists and drags now in his head. You know what I mean? And I'm telling y'all right now, he probably going to be in better shape than goddamn Ruiz. Listen to the old man that got the cold hands. You heard? Old man with the cold hands. He's going to do his thing, man. Love it. And I'm going to tell y'all something right now. King Bourne Investigation Team. Ness Heyman, Greenwalk Danny, Mr. Bo, I'm exposing King, everybody on his back court, because they said on Sunday, this fight going to get announced. If this shit don't get announced, I'm exposing everybody, man. This fight got to get announced. We need Bud and Crawford November 19th, November 5th. That's the fight we want, man. That's why they got it on the goddamn chat. Like I said, truck broke down for a week. I'm in Chicago, Chi-Town, ready to get some money, ready. My shit getting fixed now. Get it on the road. Love y'all. Peace.
Appreciate you, champ.
Shout out to you. Who next?
We got a man with a Gucci in his name, but I don't know if he really
Big
got
Gucci
any Gucci.
Next.
Yes, sir.
Yo, what up, man? Shout out TBV, man. Smash that like, smash the subscribe. Pound for Pound, the best podcast on the planet. You know what it is, man. Yo, so Ness, that Blue Wire Studio, is that going to be our permanent studio?
This is our permanent studio. Blue Wire is just a secondary studio for 12 o'clock shows.
Oh, I got you. All right. Yo, great fight coming up, man. I got, I think it's going to be a real tight fight, man, but I'm going to have to roll with King Kong on this one, man. You know what they say, you can say whatever about his age, but power is the last thing to go, man. He got that straight right down the pipe. We'll see how it goes. It's going to be a great fight, but shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to Bo. Shout out to Ringwalk Danny. Y'all putting in the work. Shout out to Ness, the CEO. Y'all have a good one, man. That's my call.
All right.
Appreciate you, champ.
Who next?
Who we got, Bo?
That looks like everybody, unless they start tapping in.
Next GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Catch us on the next one. If you on Blog Talk right now, you're like, what the fuck? They about to end the show. They ain't coming to me. You ain't hit one.
It's your own fault.
Hit the one right now. It's your last segundo. Danny, where they can find you?
Bring Rogue Danny on Instagram and Twitter. We are the Boxing Boys. Catch us today, noon Pacific, at the Win, live from Blue Wire Studios. Might have a special guest in the building.
Might. It might be special.
Man.
Shout out to Micah Sports, and shout out to the Queen, Micah Slay. She got her birthday today. I just want to wish her a happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. birthday to my granny and my abuelita's birthday.
It was your birthday?
Yeah,
your grandma's birthday?
Yeah, granny 74 today.
Abuelita.
Yeah, my abuelita.
We do got to get sleep, let me know.
Yeah, we going to figure it out, man. But what, man?
What? 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 We out.